with this team. I really don't. I am bamboozled. I'm perplexed. I'm mystified. I'm every long word that Stephen A. Smith would use to say I'm confused. Because this football team is just so head-scratching confusing. Where a backup quarterback comes in and he performs better than the starter. Now, a lot of you out there would say, well, that's what you expected, but I'm stumped. I vividly remember a year ago, the Rams game, and my wife coming down and she said, you know, congratulations on the win. She wasn't watching the game with me. And I said, yeah, well, Carson Wentz just went down with an injury. Season is over. Nope, not so fast. Nick Foles comes in. And by the way, when Nick Foles came in the regular season, he didn't look that good. The Raiders game didn't look that good. Last game of the season didn't look that good. Playoffs. First game against Atlanta didn't look that good. Well, good enough to win, but he didn't look like this incredible force that is become Nick Foles. They win the Super Bowl. Okay, you chalk it up to a hot start. The guy got hot. Incredible hot start, but the guy got hot. Nothing more, nothing less. He's a backup quarterback at the end of the day. Carson Wentz is the more talented quarterback, right? We all know this. You might want to argue with me, yes or no, but a year ago, we were all sitting here going, Carson Wentz is the better quarterback. Nobody was pounding their chest over Nick Foles being your starting quarterback. Season starts. Carson Wentz, I remember saying the guy should sit the first 4 weeks of the season. Game one happens. Nick Foles doesn't look that good. Looks pretty average. They win the game, but he didn't look amazing. Game two happens. He looked downright bad. And now we have to rush back Carson Wentz. And just like last year, Cowboys game happens. They lose, and I go, all right, season's over. I remember turning to Tyler Zula, the guy I do the in-game with, and I was like, well, we won't have to worry about a playoff game this year. Just make plans, because this team's done. The back fracture comes out, the mysterious back fracture, and Nick Foles once again comes in literally 1 week to the day, pretty much, and starts reinvigorating this team like I've never seen before. You know, you've seen guys come in sports, in all sports, come in, step up in a big key spot. They're the underdog. They're not really thought of as much, but they end up making the biggest impact. To have this happen twice is downright shocking. It is amazing to me of what this team is doing. So I do the in-game with Tyler. Last week we come on for the Rams game, and we're like, they're not going to win this game. They're going to get hammered. It's going to be a lot like the Saints game. So we start talking about other things revolving the team or regarding the team and the revolving door of cornerbacks. Meanwhile, next thing you know, they're winning the game. It's the third quarter. It's like, oh crap, we got to pay attention. Like, we've been paying attention the whole time. We got to start like really talking, breaking it down play by play, because they're actually going to pull this off. They're going to win the game. Houston, yesterday, Nick Foles, 35 for 49, 471, 4 touchdowns, ends up winning them the game. 2 minutes left, you're at the 10-yard line, your own 10, you end up pulling it out, and next week should be an absolute cakewalk considering they're playing Washington, and that team just released their best defensive player, and DJ Swearinger, which I would consider bringing him in just because it would kind of tweak the Redskins a little bit and he's got to know some things about the game plan. But in all honesty, with DJ in or not, you should be able to win that game anyway. So I'm asking you out there, how far can this team go? How far can a Nick Foles-led team go? We saw last year he caught fire and he's seemingly done the same thing this year. And he just brought us a Lombardi. Something we've never seen before in the most Eagles way possible. You beat the evil empire. You beat the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, you out-duel the guy. You beat the best coach in the business. That's exactly how it should be for the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl. A backup quarterback does all that. But how far can this team go this year? All the talk about if Carson Wentz is healthy, when will Carson come back? Carson Wentz is not going to be healthy for the rest of the season. He's not. He's definitely not going to be healthy if Nick Foles continues to play like this. When the back fracture news came out, It's a 2 to 3 month injury and doesn't require surgery. He'll be ready. He'll be healed. He's not going to have any lingering effects. That's what we were told. We weren't told when the injury took place. We just told it got worse and worse and worse. 2 to 3 month injury. And Carson Wentz amazingly has some recuperation, like T.O., where he's able to come back from a back fracture. He's still got that whole knee issue where he was coming back from. And whether you want to argue that Nick Foles is the better quarterback or Carson Wentz is the better quarterback, you have a situation where Nick Foles healthy is just simply a better quarterback than a banged up Carson Wentz. I mean, really, we just should appreciate that we have both of them on our roster right now. And maybe we should appreciate the fact that we didn't trade away Nick Foles and we kept him. So right now, we're not having to deal with Nate Sudfeld as our starting quarterback. But they have the destiny sitting there, right? They just have to beat Washington. And the Bears, who have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL, have to beat Minnesota. And you're in the playoffs. And all bets are off. But how far does this team go? At the beginning of the season, I said, I think they get to the NFC Championship game, but ultimately, I think they lose. I think there are other teams that are going to be more hungry than they are, like the New Orleans Saints, possibly. I just it's very hard to repeat. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they pull it off. But I think they lose in the NFC Championship game. That was before the season started, though. And obviously, all of our expectations for the squad have changed. All of our expectations have changed. So right now, sitting here on Christmas Eve, you had just beaten the Houston Texans, a 10-win squad. You have a shot to go 9-7, amazingly, considering how they started the season. How far can this team go? 610-632-0975. I'm interested to see how many people are buying into the Nick Foles hype right now and saying, look, we did it last year, we can win the Super Bowl. Or if there are any people out there that kind of want to rain on our Christmas parade and say, look, they're not even going to make the playoffs. Because that's a real possibility. If the Chicago Bears want to sit most of their starters, which they have every right to because they've already clinched, and they don't really want to play a meaningful game against Minnesota and just hand Minnesota a playoff spot, that's their right. And in all honesty, if I was a Bears fan, I'd be saying they should probably do that. Hey, screw the whole division rival thing. Let's just go into the playoffs healthy. What do I care about the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs? I watched them in the regular season. They were meh. So we have to sit here as Eagles fans really watching. I mean, I'm going to obviously be watching the Eagles game intently. But the game I'm going to be more focused on is the Minnesota Vikings game. Because I just can't figure out a way where this squad would lose to the Washington Redskins and then with a quarterback who they just got out of a flag football league. So I find that hard to believe. But how far can this team go? That one is still a question mark to me. That's why I ask you, how far can this team go? Later on in the program, we will get to Festivus. Festivus apparently was, I think, 2 days ago. Was it 2 days ago? Yesterday? Okay, it was yesterday. The Seinfeld holiday, if you're not familiar with Seinfeld, you must have been living under a rock or just woke up from a 25-year-long coma. It was a really good show in the 90s, but they had a holiday called Festivus with the Festivus poll and the airing of grievances. We're going to get to our airing of grievances. We're going to get to all the problems that you have with the various teams in Philly sports, because while we sit here in 2018 has been an amazing year. It's honestly amazing to think about where we are right now with this Eagles team and where we were 11 months ago, 10 months ago. Winning the Super Bowl, being on top, finally getting that Lombardi. 2018 has been the year. You know, you get Joel Embiid, you get Ben Simmons, you see them on the court together. You had a great season last year. You get Jimmy Butler. You didn't get LeBron. You didn't get Paul George. You didn't get Kawhi, but you did get a superstar in Jimmy. 2018 has been a really, really good year. That doesn't mean I don't have problems with these teams, because I certainly do. And we will get to that later. But let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Tyree in the Northeast. Tyree, you're on the Fanatic.
What's going on?
How are you?
I've been listening all day. And you know what I realized? In Philadelphia, we're going to become the Orlando Magic. And I say that because people don't realize this. We're really damaging that kid, Carson Wentz, psyche right now. Talking about trading him and all that. Like, we shouldn't even be talking about that. We should be happy that this dude changed our whole franchise. Yes, he got hurt and he didn't get to finish. But at the end of the day, if it was, if he didn't lay that groundwork, we wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Tyree,
we wouldn't be viable. That's for one.
What's amazing to me, Tyree, and I'm going to have your time, but what's amazing to me is the amount of people that have kind of revisionist history, and they see what Nick Foles has done this season, and they see how poorly that Carson Wentz played this season coming off a major knee injury. They forget the mourning that took place the day after the Rams game last season because of the groundwork, as you said, that Carson Wentz laid and how dominant of a quarterback he was. I mean, we watch Pat Mahomes this season with amazement, and everybody in the NFL watched Carson Wentz with that same amazement last year.
Yes, and this is what I mean about being the Orlando Magic. After Orlando went to the championship, they put up a billboard going into their stadium and said, who should we keep? Pat Garrity, the coach, or Shaquille O'Neal. And 76% of the fans said Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal never even talked to Orlando after that. He just left. What did they win after that? Like, they kept the coach, and they said it was the young guy's fault and all that. This guy goes on and becomes first ballot Hall of Famer, like five championships. Like, you look silly, or four championships, but you look silly. Like, we just got to really take a step back and really just, like, assess what we're really saying. You really want to trade a guy who, like, and I'm off his last 26 games at 6,400 yards and 55 touchdowns for, like, 13 or 14 interceptions. This is the guy we want to trade? On paper, if you get that to a GM in the NFL, are they going to listen to you?
Yeah, Tyree, and I completely agree. I think the trade Carson Wentz talk is, with all due respect, ridiculous. I think it's a barroom talk, and barroom talk is fine, but I think it's you sitting in a bar with a buddy, sipping a Shirley Temple, saying, all right, what do you think they would get for Carson Wentz? Now, that doesn't mean there aren't a contingent of people out there that are driving around screaming at the radio right now saying, I'm absolutely trading Carson Wentz. Because this guy won us a Super Bowl, and look what he's doing now in crunch time, and December rolls around, and Nick Foles is a different quarterback, and that's fine. Carson Wentz is your future. I hope this isn't ruining his psyche. I really do. I hope for his sake that his psyche will be okay. I have a hard time believing, though, on a human level, that all of this talk about Carson Wentz not being the guy is taking its toll on him. No matter how hard you try to avoid the media and avoid listening to callers or reporters or reading newspaper clippings, he's human. And he's got to be sitting there saying the same thing to himself that we're saying on the radio, which is, how in the hell is Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, doing all of this? And why can't I do it? Why can't I, Carson Wentz, the savior, why can't I do this? And the honest truth is the fact that the guy rushed back from knee surgery that takes a year to really fully bounce back from. And we're seeing that with Deshaun Watson, by the way. First eight games, Deshaun Watson was terrible. And then lately, he's been a really good quarterback. Threw for 339 yesterday with two touchdowns. And some of those moves that he pulled in the pocket were Carson Wentz-esque moves. But it's hard to imagine a quarterback coming off a knee injury like he did, and coming back early from it. All of that. And you're going to have an impact on the field in a positive light. It's not going to happen. Nick Foles healthy is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz injured. And Carson Wentz is not going to be healthy for the rest of the season. He will not be 100% for the rest of the season. He might sit in Doug Peterson's room. He might sit in his office and beg him to play and say, I'm healthy, I'm 100%. He's not. If you have a back fracture that takes 3 months to heal, you're not going to be healthy. And even if somehow that back fracture is 100%, you've still got the knee issue that you're coming back from. So just sit back, regroup, come back from minicamp and OTAs and training camp 100%, a real 100%, and just enjoy this ride with Nick Foles. How far are they going to get? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steve in Norristown. Steve, you're on the Fanatic.
What's up, man? I'm just going to holler at you, man. I'm so excited about the Eagles, but we got a Nick Foles on the bench, man. I mean, a lot of people understand that Carson Wentz is definitely the now and the future, but to have that insurance policy on the bench, you can't beat that, man. These guys,
it's,
you
so
know what
huge.
I mean? He's all Philly, man. I mean, to hear that speech yesterday, we got to strongly consider giving this guy another year or two.
Here's the problem, just Steve, is that every game that he plays, and he plays like he did yesterday, his price tag is going up and up and up, and he's not going to come back for a discount. So, unfortunately, I don't see financially how you're going to be able to keep Nick Foles and Carson Wentz on the same team, because Carson Wentz's contract is going to come up. You're going to want to extend him. You're going to want to give him a whole lot of money. Carson Wentz is going to be one of those quarterbacks where he's going to probably break the record, like Deshaun Watson will break the record. Like every guy that's the big-name guy will be the highest-paid guy until the next guy comes along. When Carson Wentz gets extended, he's going to be the highest-paid guy. And because of the cap ramifications, I don't see how you keep both these guys. So that's why you got to just enjoy the ride with Nick Foles. But after this season, man, I think he's gone.
But how much value? For a backup quarterback, sometimes you got to pay. You know what I mean? To have that insurance policy, though. You know, I don't know what Nick Foles is going to be. The price tag going to be on him, but he's priceless right now, man. He's rocking out.
No, and real quick before you go, Steve, how far do you think this team gets with him?
I gotta be honest. I think we definitely can. If we make the playoff, number one, which I think we will, we definitely going. I just feel real good about making it to the second round, and then from there we'll see.
All right, man. I appreciate the phone call. Here's the problem with keeping Nick Foles is, as Steve said, to have this rock of a backup is huge. And I remember doing a show with, I think Tyler Zulu was my producer at the time, and we brought up Nick Foles and how dominant of a backup quarterback he is, how great it is to have Nick Foles. And it's true. I mean, it's incredible. And then we went down the list of starting quarterbacks in the NFL of, like, would you take Nick Foles over this guy? And Nick Foles won, like, 7 to 10. I think it was, like, 7 to 10 teams or something like that where you would take Nick Foles over their starter going into that year. So, yeah, it's great that Howie put us in a position like this. I was one of the people thinking that they would trade Nick Foles and get a draft pick. I thought they would get a first-round pick for him. I was kind of surprised and honestly a little mad at the deadline when they didn't move him for something, but no quarterback ended up getting injured to the point where Nick Foles could come in and save their season, other than the Eagles, of course. The amount of money that he's going to command in the open market, he's not going to take backup money. He's not. It's not going to happen. You know, he's getting paid $4 million this season. Obviously, there's bonuses, and I think every time he wins or starts, he gets like $500,000. I wish I had that in my contract, where every time I filled in for a show, I got like $5. I'd take that. But Nick Foles' agent did a good job putting those elevators into his contract. And when it comes time for this guy to be a free agent, which is going to be in a couple months, he's not going to go, well, I could go back to Philly and be a backup when... I don't know, I'm throwing teams out there, but like Miami might need a quarterback. I say that because Ryan Tannehill sucks, but he's probably going to be their quarterback anyway. But you get my point. If a quarterback is out there and a team needs a quarterback, they're going to throw a ton of money at Nick Foles. And one of the big reasons why is because the GM is going to be able to sell to the fan base, hey, this guy won at the biggest stage. He's not Case Keenum. Yeah, okay, Case Keenum got hot for a whole season and looked really good, and that's why we gave him a big money, but he didn't win. Nick Foles won on the biggest stage, and you can sell that to a fan base and an ownership and really to a locker room and a coach. And they're going to throw a bunch of money at Nick Foles, and the Eagles aren't going to be able to match it. So that's why I keep saying, just enjoy this ride with Nick Foles, because after the season, he is, I'd say, 95% likely to be gone. And then eventually he'll move back. He'll probably open up a bunch of golf courses and he'll be a legend. I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. Look at Jaws. Jaws is doing great for himself. He's got 7 golf courses and everybody loves Jaws. And that's going to be the same thing with Nick Foles. He's going to come back and he's never going to have to buy a drink. Before we break, let's go to Cash in Wayne. Cash, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
First time calling. I just had a question. You just mentioned that Bears don't have to play for anything. I thought they were just one game behind the Rams, like if they win.
I believe the Rams clinched home field. I could very well be wrong on that.
But right now they're number 3 seed. Last time I checked out from ESPN, so Rams are number 2. But if they lose against 49ers and Bears are at Minnesota, if they win, I think they're on the tiebreaker because they beat the Rams in Chicago. So
Let me look that up. But I'll take your word for it. Clinch the second straight NFC West title. Yeah, so I think you're right.
So I was thinking, like, if they're playing until halftime, if they don't, like, it's not a blowout against 49ers, they will keep their starters, or at least we have a hope kind of thing.
Yeah.
that they will beat the Minnesota. So I was just trying to just clarify. Maybe I was wrong.
No. You might be right. I have to look at the standings as well. And I'll probably do it during a break, and I'll give you credit. But how far do you think this team can go if they make the playoffs with Nick Foles?
But I have a weird feeling that they might go all the way, but I might be wrong. I mean, it's very tough to beat. They might be facing Chicago at Chicago. I think they can beat Chicago, but then they have to go to New Orleans. I think they can get past New Orleans. They're going to go to Super Bowl, but I think that's a long shot. But, I mean, right now with Nick Foles, I think they have a... I just have a like weird feeling that he can pull that miracle. But I don't think they're going to make playoffs, depending on how Chicago... They started. If they keep their like a regular game, they want to win the second seed. Then I think that's the only chance we have. But I think it's a long shot right now.
All right, Cash. I appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. We'll get into more. So Q, Kev, Henry, John, Drew, just sit tight. 610-632-0975. I also want to get into Festivus. It'll be a Festivus for the rest of us. We'll come up. We'll get started with that coming up in the next break, and we'll do our airing of grievances. It is Pat Egan till 9 o'clock on The Fanatic.
Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry. We've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Wanna play? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Wanna party? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 975 The Fanatic Super Whole Weekend with Farzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 975. The Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Operates 131.19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business internet.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There are 10,000 wine grape varietals worldwide. Here's to thousands and thousands of gift possibilities.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
I know just the right $10 bottle for your white elephant party.
The most stolen gift award is yours guaranteed. As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
The custom of bumping glasses with a cheers greeting came from old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can now find a perfect wine in your budget.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey,
at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
Find the perfect holiday gifts at King of Prussia, Oxford Valley, Cherry Hill, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Hey, Flyers fans, Shawnee Hill here with Gritty. Looking for the perfect gift for the holiday season? Grab a Flyers Santa sack today. Every Santa sack includes a pair of Flyers tickets, an autographed puck, a bonus pair of Wings tickets. Yeah, I was just getting to that, Gritty. Each Santa sack also includes an exclusive collectible Gritty Christmas ornament. Add a little grit to your holidays with Flyers Santa sacks. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're only minutes away. Visit them online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're selling excitement.
Spirit.
Sports Talk. Royersford. And all of Montgomery County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost
nipping at your nose. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. So, yesterday I asked Tyler what his favorite Christmas song was. So, I'll ask you, Josh, what's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't have one, man.
How do you not have one? What, you like too cool for like a Christmas song?
I mean, I don't know. I think they're all like just a little too cheesy for me, man. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I live in King of Prussia, though. So think of that.
What
I mean,
does that have to do with
every holiday season?
Thing?
I just think of how like how frustrating
the mall,
you know
you?
The Christmas season is. So
God.
Christmas songs just kind of bring me back.
I bring
to
it up because I said Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You" is number one, and Tyler acted like I just said some ridiculous off-putting thing, and he just agreed with it, and it's that's the best Christmas song. Do you have a problem with that song?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't have like a particular song that I'm like, all right, like that's something I get down to during the holidays.
Do you turn off Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" when it comes on?
I mean, it's all right. Like I don't hate it. It's a good song. It's just not something I get down to.
I mean, that's ridiculous. All right, let's go to back to the phone. Let's go to Q in Center City. Q, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, Pat, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay, man. This the thing. Let me get into it, man. I'm this ain't got nothing to do with Carson. It's all about Nick. We go back, and I see you keep referring to him as his backup quarterback. It just seemed like in the NFL and most sports, whatever the scout report is on the guy from the initial, it's hard to break that. My point in saying that is, despite what my eyes, it seemed like we were going against, like, my eyes tell me what I'm seeing from Nick Foles. We act like he didn't have a 27-2 season. We act like he's like this, like, ain't Jeff Fisher is, like, hasn't it came out that he's like a bad coach that's maybe a quarterback killer?
He's, you know, he's all right.
I mean, as a quarterback killer, I mean, it's like we come to realize Jeff Fisher was pretty bad. I mean, we look at his win.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I thought you said somebody completely different. Jeff Fisher, he is terrible. Jeff Fisher is an awful coach.
Okay, so Nick Foles only played here in St. Louis, right? With Jeff Fisher.
No, he played in Kansas City with Andy Reid, too.
What, he played in Kansas City?
Yeah, he played 1 year in Kansas City with he was the backup to Alex Smith. He was the backup to Alex. I mean, but that's the key. If you can't beat out Alex Smith, I mean, I think my producer Josh could beat out Alex Smith. He's like the biggest game manager of all time.
I mean, Andy Luck is the game manager. That's not like, come on, man. My thing is this. If we look at his touchdown and interception, we look at the games he won, you know, we look at his career, he seems like a little more than just a quarterback who had some success. He seems like a successful quarterback.
The problem that I have with him is when he looks bad, he looks really bad. Like the year after he went 27-2, man, he did not have a good year for the Eagles.
But he left 6-3, 6-2, and it was like his second year, third year in the league. My point is, in the seventh year, he seems like a better quarterback than Carson from the neck up. It seems like most of the quarterback position is played from the neck up. It just seems like my eyes is telling
now,
me something.
Q, here. Let me ask you. So, 13 months ago, were you saying that same thing? Were you saying that Carson Wentz wasn't?
I haven't seen a play since the 27-2. But when we got him back, I said this is Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. It's like yesterday. That outside Jeffrey pass, Carson will make that.
Q, I disagree with that. But Q, how far can they go?
I don't know. I'm not saying trade Carson. I mean, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. Nick's going to be a very successful quarterback in this league. And we need to look at him as a starter, look at what he has done, and trust our eyes. He has developed. I mean, look at Rich Gannon. He won an MVP in his 30s, man.
Q, I got you, man. Thanks for the phone call. I 100% disagree that Carson Wentz cannot make that throw. I do. I think we're having such revisionist history because we watched Carson Wentz this season, and he wasn't good. He wasn't. I mean, he was staring down. He basically was only targeting Zach Ertz. You can send me every box score whatsoever. I mean, watching the games, Zach Ertz, and then you know every once in a while he would sprinkle in a throw to somebody else, but primarily the targets were going to one place. And ironically, it looked like it was going to be that case yesterday to start the game because there was like four or five straight passes to Zach Ertz from Nick Foles. But I think we're just having revisionist history because the Carson Wentz that I saw last season and the Carson Wentz this season are two different players. And that is 100% to be expected when you're coming off a torn ACL. That's exactly what you expect. Usually quarterbacks do not bounce back their first year after a torn ACL. It just doesn't happen. And then when you factor in the fact that this guy came back early, came back a month early than what was to be expected from the recovery rate, I mean, what did we all expect? Did we expect Carson Wentz, the Messiah, to come in here and, you know, eluding Redskins in the pocket, hitting Nelson Aguilar for a long bomb? No, I didn't. Did I expect him to look this bad? Probably not. I don't know if I knew what I was getting myself into. It's been a long time since Donovan McNabb was coming off that torn ACL, but no, he didn't look good. Nick Foles looks a lot better. Nick Foles is also healthy, though. He's healthy, and I think that's a big part of it. It speaks to me that you couldn't beat out Alex Smith for a job in Kansas City. We like to forget that he did have a stop in KC. You know, Jeff Fisher, I will completely give you a pass on because Jeff Fisher at this point could take Tom Brady and make him look like Tim Brady. But I think we're just having a little bit revisionist history. What Nick Foles is doing this season, tremendous. What he did last season, unbelievable. But let's not forget what we have in Carson Wentz. And let's not act like we have Kevin Cobb and it's a Kevin Cobb, you know, Michael Vick situation where one of them we were told is the heir apparent, but he really couldn't play. And then this other guy comes in and he's just better. No, like, we know Carson Wentz can play. He's just got to be healthy. That's the big question. Let's go to John in Gladwin. John, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, John. How are you?
All right. I got a few comments. I think what people are missing is Nick Foles is a starting quarterback in a backup role. And I think people are missing that.
I agree with that. I think he's going to be a starter.
The other thing is, how many times have we had to see this movie? We saw what he did with Chip Kelly. He went to Kansas City. He did play some good games in L.A., okay? He went to Kansas City. He only played a few games, but one of the games he lit it up again and was the highest-rated quarterback that weekend. We saw what he did last year, And we saw what he did in the last two games. How many Giants does Nick Foles have to take down before people get it? And my last comment is, I would like to make a bet, a $2 bet at 50-1, that if he ends up in Pittsburgh or one of these decent teams, that we won't see him in an AFC or NFC title game again.
Well, John, I'll tell you now, I'm not giving you 50-1 odds. I've had the worst unbelievable luck when it comes to sports betting. Like sports betting being legalized was awful for me. How far do you think they can go, John?
This year?
Yeah.
It's really, in spite of Nick Foles, how well he's playing, and magic, and all this stuff that people say, it's a pretty tough road without home field and a bye. So they may get around if they get in, a round or possibly two, but it's a long shot for them to make it to the Super Bowl, being realistically. And I'm a Nick Foles guy, and I think he can get it done, but there's too many things stacked against us. I hope I'm wrong.
John, I appreciate the phone call, as always, man, and have a Merry Christmas. I'm in line with John. I think that last season, at least they had the home field advantage. You had to come through Philadelphia. This season, it's completely different. We saw what that New Orleans Saints juggernaut is, and it is terrifying. Granted, that wasn't with Nick Foles as quarterback, but I mean, even with Nick Foles playing the way he is, how much better were they going to be in that game if Nick Foles had started? I mean, this New Orleans Saints just absolutely curb stomped them. But I'm absolutely 100% not giving you 50-1 odds. Some of the bets that I've lost recently are just, it's just painful. I lost yesterday. I bet the Toronto Maple Leafs I bet the Detroit Red Wings against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Detroit blew the game with 8 seconds left and then lost in overtime. That was fun. I bet a UFC fight recently where the guy got knocked out with 1 second left. Like, literally 1 second the fight left. He was winning the fight. 5-round fight. Got knocked out with 1 second left. So I'm the mush from A Bronx Tale. Like, as soon as I bet, I'll just stop. I bet the under yesterday in the Jets Packers game, and they scored I think they're still scoring. So I 100% will not be giving you any odds, because I'll end up paying you eventually. 610-632-0975, Todd, Kev, Henry, Drew, just sit tight. We got to hit a quick break, and then we'll be back. It is Pat Egan on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Can Nick Foles do it again and take this Eagles team into the playoffs? After a huge win versus the Texans, it all comes down to Week 17 in Washington. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. When not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to RocketMortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution or lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1620. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-219.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Yeah, see, this is one I'm just not a real big fan of, because it's just so 80s. So 80s, with just, like, the piano, and nothing wrong with the 80s. I mean, I was born in the 80s, but just not a huge, huge fan of this. I'm kind of with you, though. Like, Christmas music, some of them are really good. Most of it's just, like, you hear the same 5 songs over and over again. I think that's the issue that people have. That's the issue that I have, at least. But if you get some variety in there, if you get like Run DMC, like Christmas in Hollis, that's a good song.
And then especially people, though, who work in retail, you have to hear the same songs going over and over and over again, that by the time you get to January, you're just so sick of it.
I can't say this enough, folks. If you're out there, if you're driving around, if you're like literally doing the last minute Christmas shopping, just be nice to those people that have to work today. Because they are sitting there wondering in their head, where in life did I go wrong that I'm stuck in an Auntie Anne's pretzel facility, you know, like just handing out pretzels in the King of Prussia Mall. I'm trying to think of another store, but you know what I mean? Like, they're sitting there, they hate life, okay? They just did it to just pick up some shifts, pick up extra money over the school break, because that's normally they're college kids. So just don't give them a hard time because you took forever, and you know, Amazon shipping rate in one day is insanely priced, you know, and you were stupid and you didn't get the 2-day shipping when you had time. You had time, it's your fault. Be nice to those people in retail, all right? All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get back to the Eagles here. Let's go to Drew in Jersey. Drew, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I agree with you 100%, man. I think Wentz is the better quarterback, and you know, he's the future quarterback and all that. And honestly, this season, you know, a lot of people getting on Wentz saying, you know, he played like garbage and all that. But yo, Wentz still made a lot of plays this season, man. I'm sorry, like if we got two less losses, nobody's even saying this about Wentz, in my opinion. But the one thing I will say is this: if Foles wins us even one playoff game, you got a major problem in the offseason. If Foles even wins one playoff game, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. And I love Wentz. I'm a Wentz fan to the core. I love Wentz. Wentz is my guy. But if Foles do this and he wins at least one playoff game, let alone two, I think you got to trade Wentz.
Yeah, Drew, I can't go there, man. The only way that I would even consider, and I'm and this is even like, I'd probably have to, you know, throw back a couple beers to even consider this. But the only way is if Nick Foles somehow wins you yet another Super Bowl. And that's really the only way. If it's just one playoff game and he gets hot, you know, that's fine. But as I said, man, like, he did not look good in that Tampa Bay game. He didn't look good against the Raiders last year, against Atlanta last year. You know, like, he's looked great this season when he came on in relief.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it's not like this guy is bulletproof. You know, I mean, there are games where it's like, you know, that's why this guy's a backup quarterback. Albeit, he could start on I'd say like 10 teams. You know, I'm still not ready to say there's a quarterback controversy, because in my opinion, the quarterback of the future is it's Carson Wentz. So after this season, I'm giving Nick Foles a Wawa gift card, and I'm sending him on his way, because I'm telling you, every game that this guy plays, his paycheck for next year just continues to rise. It's going to get up and up and up.
Keeps going up. I mean, you know, I can agree with you to an extent there, but I just feel like, man, at that point, it's like, man, Foles did a lot at that point, man. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, when looking at his resume, you're right. He goes 27-2. He comes in relief. He wins you a Super Bowl. If he comes in and he basically single-handedly kind of gets you to the playoffs,
right,
that's huge. I can't ignore that. But unfortunately for the NFL, there's the salary cap. And you got to abide by it, and they're going to have cap issues if they sign this guy to a large contract, and he's going to command a large contract. Because of that, you know,
let me ask you this. What if somebody was willing to give two firsts,
or not even enough.
A first and a second for Wentz? You wouldn't take it?
Not enough. Nope, not even close to enough. Nope. It's not enough, man. I mean, franchise quarterbacks don't grow on trees. You know,
right,
so I can't, man.
Somebody might even give you three firsts for Wentz.
And it's going to cost more than that. I mean, it's I'm looking at, like, taking your whole draft. I mean, right, honestly. Right. So real quick, though, Drew, how far does this team go?
Honestly, man, it's going to take some luck, but I think he could take us to the NFC Championship, man. I'm not even lying. I really think we can go back. I honestly think Foles could get us there. NFC Championship, I'm saying it.
It's true. Thanks for the phone call, man. I hope you're right. I love his optimism. I mean, who am I to rain on the parade? Do I think they're getting to the NFC Championship game? No. But I love the fact. I mean, yeah, why not? Dare to dream at this point. And the thing is, this isn't the most realistic, this is the most ridiculous conversation, because we saw what he did last year. If Nick Foles had never done what he did last year, I would have laughed at Drew. I would have been like, Drew, get out of here, man. NFC Championship game? Are you kidding me? Stop. But I saw what Nick Foles did last year. You know, this isn't just like a hot stretch of like, okay, he's had two really good games. Like, no, when this guy gets hot, he gets hot. He gets scorching hot. And yesterday, 2 minutes to go in the game, it's like, all right, let's see how good Nick Foles actually is. Stands in the pocket and delivers that throw to Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, really, the in my opinion, the BS penalty against Jadeveon Clowney on that play, it's so ticky-tack. The refs were so incredibly bad on both sides yesterday. But that was the key of the entire play. But the fact that he sat in the pocket and delivered that strike, huh. And the fact that I don't even think he looked that good in the first half of the game. I thought he was missing some throws, throwing behind some guys. He picked it up in the second half big time. And it finishes with an unbelievable stat line. So it's not the most ridiculous conversation to say, yeah, they could go back to the NFC Championship game. But Do I see it happening? Not really, if I'm going to be honest with you guys. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Kevin in West Philly. He's been waiting patiently. Kevin, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. How objective can you be?
I would like to think pretty objective, but I'm sure people would say, you know, okay. I'm sure that would differ.
And the reason why I asked you that question, I want you to rate these three quarterbacks in your sequential order.
Okay.
Case Keenum, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins.
Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, and Case Keenum.
What is the difference between Case Keenum last year and Carson Wentz last year?
Carson Wentz was so much of a better quarterback last year. It wasn't even close.
Okay.
Carson Wentz was the MVP last year before he got injured.
I agree with that, but they both had great years.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz had a 13-game season last year.
Mm-hmm.
13 games. He's not Bobby Hoyne, but he's not Joe Montana. You see what I'm saying? So, is he a franchise quarterback? You're judging off of 13 games?
I'm judging off 13 games in his second full season. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's...
All right, 13 games in his second full season, but it's 13 games. And y'all treating him like Joel Embiid, where y'all about to back up the brakes truck, because y'all really don't have a choice to, for an injured quarterback who's been hurt the last 5 years of football. He was hurt as a junior in college,
yep.
As a senior in college, as a rookie, as a second year, and now he's hurt again.
Here's the you think he's injured prone. Yeah, I mean you're gonna have to. I mean you can't let him walk.
That's not gonna happen. But what I'm saying is give the guy a chance to prove himself. Whereas at least Nick Foles can say, I done been to the playoffs. I done won. Carson can't say it at the NFL level.
He can't say yet. He's also like 24 years old, 25.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of football left in him.
How many other quarterbacks since he's been drafted has at least made the playoffs?
I would argue that Carson Wentz made the playoffs last year. He was just injured. I mean, they don't get anywhere near the playoffs without Carson Wentz.
He didn't play in the playoffs.
No, he didn't play in the playoffs, but he got them to the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
He got them to the playoffs, though.
Right, come on. You have no idea.
I don't, but he got them to the playoffs. I mean, I've seen him... play at an elite level.
He got him there, but did he actually play in that game?
I mean, how much of that is his fault, though?
Okay.
He got injured.
I don't know if he's going to have a four-interception game in the playoffs.
No, he could absolutely turn into Donovan McNabb in the playoffs. You were 100% correct. On the flip side, he could turn into Joe Montana in the playoffs. He could turn into Tom Brady in the playoffs.
And you're 100% right about that. But when you're saying Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. great year last year, so did Case Keenum, great year last year. They both want to get paid. Now, I'm not saying Carson Wentz, Case Keenum is better than Carson Wentz, because I don't believe that. You know, I'm not an Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is 13 games does not make a career. It doesn't make a season.
I understand. Todd, thanks for the phone call, man. I'm sorry, not Todd. Thanks for the phone call. Todd will be up next when we had to, unfortunately, had a break. Look, the eye test, right? Like, that's so big, the eye test. With all due respect to Case Keenum. And he played incredible last year, right? He threw for 3,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, 7 picks. Not even close to Carson Wentz. Last year, not even close. In 13 games last year, Carson Wentz threw for 33 touchdowns and 7 picks and 3,200 yards and got injured. So I understand the comparison, I guess, a little bit, but this guy's 25. He was drafted number 2 overall. He's shown you what he can do in his second full season. Third full season, he's coming back off major injury, and he's rushing himself back off that injury. Whether he rushed himself back or the team rushed himself back, no matter what, he got injured, and he came back early from it. Let's stop acting like Carson Wentz, like last year was a fluke. And I think in a way, that's kind of what he was getting to, with 13 games doesn't equal a full season. It doesn't. The guy's had injury problems, I understand that. But when this guy is on, and even in the 7-9 season, there were games where it was like, holy God, do we have ourselves a quarterback. He was throwing to Paul Turner, folks. Paul Turner. Somebody put an APB out on where Paul Turner is. I have to hit a break. It's Pat Egan on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
16 weeks down, 1 week to go as Nick Foles leads the team past the Texans. Can Foles do it again? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is it.
You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official.
300 Jeeps cheap.
During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down from $16,990.
So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty. Move in and move out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Buy a house without an agent? Probably not. But lots of us go solo when we need a car. Ardent Credit Union has hired auto buying professionals to assist you in finding the car you want, new or used, and negotiating a deal you could not get on your own. Savings average over $3,000, and it's free to all of our account holders. So, why go it alone? Learn more at ardentcarbuying.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough, and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right, guys, tell you guys about the 6 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. Pat Egan with you. First hour flew by. 610-632-0975 asking a pretty simple question. How far can this team go with Nick Foles? How far? Because at this point, I'm just throwing my hands up. I don't have an answer for it. I don't think really anybody has a concrete answer of definitively I know how far they're going to go. But in your opinion as an Eagles fan, how far can this team go with them? How long can this hot streak last? Because I saw Nick Foles at the beginning of the season. And the Nick Foles at the beginning of the season is not the same Nick Foles I'm watching now. It's just not. I don't know if it's something about being a backup quarterback. I don't know if it's the motivation coming in. I don't know if it's just the weather. But something is different with this Nick Foles than the Nick Foles we saw against Atlanta and against Tampa Bay. And the Tampa Bay Nick Foles was just absolutely dreadful. Atlanta, he wasn't much better. You know, people kind of forget why Carson Wentz came back and went in week three. And one of the big reasons why is because Nick Foles didn't look good in his first two games. And you're playing an Indianapolis team that looked improved, shockingly. So you kind of needed that game. And when the schedule came out, you're looking at the schedule going, okay, the first four games are winnable. The first game against Atlanta is going to be really the toughest. But then you've got Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. Those should be locks for wins. Going into week three, you were like, I don't know about that. And one of the big reasons why is because Nick Foles did not play well. So Carson Wentz had to be rushed back, came back, won that Indianapolis game, then Tennessee. Let's just not even talk about it because I'm still pissed off about it. And that's the most frustrating part. When you look back on the season, we'll eventually do it, but when you look back on this entire season, the games that they had, they just choked away. And that's one of the reasons why yesterday's win was so impressive, because you went out and you won that game. 2 minutes left at the 10-yard line, and you go out and you pull out a win? I wasn't expecting it. And I remember Tyler yesterday saying, man, this feels like the Tennessee game, and it definitely did. You're sitting there ready to write in a W on the schedule, and all of a sudden Tennessee roars back, throw a bomb to their fourth-string wide receiver, for Christ's sake. Nobody even knew he existed. And you end up pulling ahead, but Nick Foles, that Nick Foles magic that we talk about. So, how long can this last? Because in the playoffs, you can't afford to have a bad game. You can afford to have an okay game if your defense steps up, but you can't afford to have a bad game. And we've seen Nick Foles have bad, bad games. We've seen it with our own eyes. I'm telling you, that year after 27-2, it wasn't a strong performance from him. It just wasn't. Yes, their record was good, but just watching him that season, it wasn't the same 27-2 quarterback. So how far can this team go? 610-632-0975. And shortly we'll get into Festivus. Festivus was yesterday, the Seinfeld holiday. I have a lot of problems with these teams, even though 2018 was an awesome year. We will get into it. I have my problems. I know that you guys have your problems out there. I'm already getting tweets about it. You can follow the show on Twitter at @Pat_Egan. So if you have a Festivus problem with one of these four sports teams and you want to air it, but you can't call in, you can tweet at me at @Pat_Egan. Let's go to Todd, though. He's been waiting patiently. Todd, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, how you doing? First of all, I'd like to wish you and all your listeners Merry Christmas and or Happy Holidays.
You too,
Todd.
I hope
everyone's being safe out there. Thank you. The first to the point that you just made, I know that a very large percentage of their games in the beginning of the season were one-score losses. And those are the ones that just tear your heart out, losing by 1, 2, 4 points. I mean, they were all close games, up until probably New Orleans when it was bad. But, you know, I'm first of all, I think to answer your question, I think that they can make it to the NFC Championship. I don't think getting that far would be the issue. I think getting in the playoffs is going to be the problem. And, you know, I'm coming at this as, in terms of the quarterback situation, if I may, coming at this from a person who I can relate a little bit to these guys. You know, first of all, I played sports my whole life at a fairly high level, not obviously anywhere close to the NFL. I did have a torn ACL in the process when I was Carson's age. And I'm also a Christian. So, you know, I understand, I think, a little bit differently how these guys feel. And I got to say that, you know, that ACL, I mean, it, you know, people hear it and they understand it's an injury. It takes about 9 months or a year. But I don't think they understand, like, you know, this is the piece of tissue that holds your femur and your tibia, which is your shin bone, basically stabilizes the two. And once that's torn, you can't just sew it back together. They need to take, you know, another, without going into too much detail, another piece of tissue, in his case, part of his kneecap ligament, put it in there, and then make it stabilize those two bones. You know, I was extremely sore for the first 2 to 3 years, and it probably took me 4 until I could stop wearing the brace.
And how long ago was that, Todd, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. It was 20 years ago, so... You know, it's been a very long time, and I did get to a point where it felt good and it feels stable. But my goodness, I mean, I just can't even imagine the. I mean, he obviously has access to, you know, the best healthcare there is. But the swelling that you get after these games and the soreness. I mean, you know, those bones have to grow around that freshly, you know, grafted ligament and. That takes a long time. I mean, God bless him for coming back so quick, and I'm glad he did. And I think that Nick, you know, provides a spark because you know, when you stay out of a sport for a while and you come back, you kind of forget your bad habits. And I think that kind of echoed throughout the whole team. All of a sudden, something was different. And that flows throughout the team. I don't think there's a question. Carson's the guy. I mean, that's ridiculous. And no offense to Nick. He's fantastic. And he deserves every penny he's going to get going someplace else next year. But, I mean, you know, everybody's saying let's keep him for another. I don't think they realize.
Yeah, it's not feasible, and I appreciate the phone call. It just financially, it's not going to be feasible. To his point, though, you know, 20 years ago, you tore your ACL. The modern medicine obviously has changed quite a bit, and it's probably easier for a guy to come back from a torn ACL now than it was 20 years ago with the swelling and whatnot. But still... It's not like he's just hopping in the field and he's you know, a magician out there and he's fine. I mean, yes, some instances you have guys that are able to come back from a torn ACL and it's just like they never left. Adrian Peterson being the prime example. And what did we say when Adrian Peterson did that? The guy is a freak. It's a freak of nature. And I think coming into the season, and I said it earlier, but I don't know exactly what I was expecting. I knew in the back of my head that Carson Wentz wasn't going to be the same Carson that he left us, you know, in Los Angeles when he went down with that injury. And make no mistake, he was the MVP when he went down with that injury. And I honestly would have still voted him for MVP because I just think he was that important and that amazing last year. But it's been a while since we dealt with a quarterback who was coming off knee injury. Like, I mean, Sam Bradford, yes, but he was never the franchise. Donovan McNabb would really be the last one where it was like, okay, let's hold our hat on this and see how he performs. Quarterbacks usually don't perform that well their first season. And it's just that the lot of revisionist history with Carson Wentz of how he will play and how bad he played this year as opposed to last year. I mean, one caller brought up Case Keenum comparing the two, and it's just not even a comparison. Carson Wentz is a much better quarterback, and to the caller's credit, he said, you know, I'm not saying that Case Keenum is even close to Carson Wentz level, but if you look at the numbers, yeah, I get it. I do, but we're just having a lot of revisionist history. Carson Wentz is your guy. Financially, you're not going to be able to keep Nick Foles. If anything, just be happy that you had him this season. You signed into a 2-year deal, all right? You didn't trade him. But enjoy this ride because it's not going to last forever. It's not. And it's not going to last past this season because when free agency starts, his agent, every time he makes a play, his agent just sees dollar signs immediately. It's like a scene out of Jerry Maguire. Nick Foles is going to be screaming, "Show me the money," while making pancakes in his kitchen, shirtless, and then he's just going to hang up the phone. That's what's going to happen. He's not going to come back here on a $4 million contract to be a backup. He's not going anywhere to be a backup. Nick Foles, and I believe it was John from Gladwin, said Nick Foles is a starting quarterback in the role of a backup. With that said, though, I still don't think he's better if the two are healthy than Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz isn't healthy right now. Nick Foles is. That's why Nick is your starting quarterback. Let's go to Kevin in Newcastle. Kevin, you are on the Fanatic.
Hey, look, man, this is what I want to say. You know, that guy John said Nick Foles is a starting quarterback in the backman's role. Well, yeah, if they run the RPO. You understand? Carson Wentz is our quarterback, and I'm just going to say this. The ACL is serious. You brought up Adrian Peterson, but the other phenomenon was Jerry Rice. Other than that, you don't come back from that.
Yeah, and there's so few and far between, man.
Right, exactly. So you talking about Hall of Fame people. Now, last but not least, it was a great thing that Carson Wentz got married. You know, with our lovely ladies, they already make us weak in the knees. So with getting married, then that major injury, you understand, he shouldn't have came back. Carson might have should have shoot it up maybe by the ninth game of the season. Even though you said Foles was hideous the first two games, but if he's not in that RPO, he's not there. You gave Fisher a pass. Okay, well, Fisher did all right with McNair and Young.
Yeah, but man, but that was like 20-plus years ago. I mean,
yeah, I understand.
John Gruden did pretty good with Rich Gannon, but that was 20 years ago.
And like you said also, Nick had a chance to beat out Smith. He didn't. So thank God for him. He brought us our only Super Bowl, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. But you know, we're not going to, you'd be foolish to let Wentz go.
Yeah, you cannot let a franchise quarterback. I'll tell you right now, Kev, and me and you are on the same page with this, but if you make Carson Wentz available in a trade, you're going to have 31 GMs calling you up wanting Carson Wentz.
Of course, and you're going to have a lot of lunatics down there in South Philly going to hell off. The bottom line is he's our franchise quarterback. We should have, and I know his desire to want to get back. I know it's a desire to hold that Lombardi trophy. That's what urged him to get back as quick as he did or whatever. But the young man wasn't healthy.
No.
He wasn't healthy.
No, it was pretty obvious. But Kev, how far can this team go with Nick Foles?
Well, first of all, I'm gonna be honest with you. If by chance we get in, if things fall away and we get in, I think we can win at least two. I don't think we can beat the Saints. But see, trying to get into a shootout with the Saints was ridiculous. You see what Dallas did? They ran the ball and they pounded them. That's, you got to keep Drew Brees on the sideline. That's the only way. I mean, Big Ben and them almost had it done yesterday, but you can't get in a shootout with them.
You can't. And I appreciate the phone call, Kev. Kev's 100% right. Like, let's talk of trading Carson Wentz. You know, it's just ridiculous. It really is. I mean, I equated it earlier to like barroom talk when you're just sitting around and you're with your buddies, and it's literally just like, hey, what do you think we could get for him? Like, what? Like, I mean, it's barroom talk because there's no situation on earth where you would trade Carson Wentz. You wouldn't. People forget. People seem in the city to forget how good he was last year. You tell me you didn't. And then I feel calls where it's like, well, yeah, but Nick Foles. Look, this is a situation where, and it happens in hockey all the time, where you have two goaltenders who, you know, one's a vet, one's the young guy coming up, and you just got to pick and choose. I mean, hell, it happened with the Flyers. Flyers had Ilya Brizgalov. They signed him a big contract, and they had Sergei Bobrovsky, who was the young goaltender, and they stupidly let go Sergei Bobrovsky, and Bobrovsky ends up, Josh looks like he wants to just jump out a window. I didn't bring this up. Bobrovsky ends up going to win the Vezina Trophy, which for you out there are unaware, it's the best goaltender in hockey. And Brizgalov goes on to write some articles for the Players Tribune and is never seen again. I mean, he was a disaster, which I was never in favor of that signing, by the way. I want that on record. But it happens in hockey, and it doesn't happen often, but it does happen where you only can start one goalie. You can only start one quarterback. And sometimes you just have a situation where you have two really good goalies or quarterbacks. The Eagles are one of those teams right now that has a situation where they have two quarterbacks who are very good. The difference is they have one quarterback who's injured, and that quarterback is Carson Wentz. I'm telling you, all this talk about, you know, these reporters, and they have to do it. It's their job. When will Carson Wentz be back? Will Carson Wentz start a playoff game? No, he won't. Because if this report about a back fracture is true, you told me 2 to 3 month recovery, and he will be fine. No surgery needed, 2 to 3 months. That's what I was told. That's what you told me. So doing a timeline, no, he won't be back because he won't be 100% healthy. And that's the only way I want to see Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is way too valuable to this team to start playing him on 90%. If Nate Sudfeld was the quarterback, okay, fine. Maybe throw Carson Wentz in there at 85, 70%. He's not. There's a reason you signed Nick Foles to be the backup, and it's for this moment right here where you have a situation where you can still get into the playoffs. They're important games, and you don't have to start Mark Sanchez. You don't have to start Mike Kafka, Vince Young. You don't. You have an established backup quarterback. So because of that, you don't start Carson Wentz. It's not rocket science. The man will not be healthy. Yeah, Josh, it's exactly who you think it is. Yeah. 610-632-0975. All right, I've been teasing it. Let's get to the Festivus. The complaints, you can hit it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
All right, before we break, 610-632-0975, if you want to call up with your Festivus problems with these four sports teams. So I have one for each team. All right, it's the airing of grievances, the Sixers. You have no bench. You have no bench. I'm sorry. You don't. Shake Milton, with all due respect to Shake, awesome name. When he's coming off the bench, Korkmaz, yeah, he might add in 12. Maybe he gets hot. But I watch this team, and I watch the other elite teams in basketball. And I got ripped for this, by the way. I got ripped for it. But the day after LeBron signed with the Lakers, and you know Paul George had re-signed in OKC, and yeah, there were still rumblings out there that they could possibly get Kawhi, but maybe not. I got ripped for saying they just became the new Raptors. They became Oklahoma City. And what I meant by that was they became a team that was good enough to get to the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals, but not good enough to actually win. They're not good enough to actually win a championship because they're not going to beat Golden State right now as constructed, even with Jimmy Butler. They're not good enough right now. They're not deep enough. They need a bench in the worst way. They just do. So my proclamation that they're the new Raptors, which this is before the Raptors ended up getting Kawhi, or the new Oklahoma City Thunder, that team that is constantly a really good team and their fans convince themselves, oh, don't worry, this will be the year, and it never's the year. Right now, I'm looking at it like that. Because, yeah, okay, they beat the piss out of Toronto, but Toronto wasn't starting Kawhi Leonard, so what does it matter? I mean, you can't tell me that you watch these two teams and you go, okay, matched up, healthy, Kawhi playing and, you know, all the big pieces for the Sixers playing, that Toronto is going to lose that game right now. I don't see it. Toronto's a deeper team. If you want any hope whatsoever of actually making noise in the playoffs, you need a bench. And they don't have one right now. The Phillies. We're going to spend and spend stupidly. When? Can I get a time on that? Is there a time when you're going to spend and spend stupidly? Please. I mean, look, I like John Middleton. I like the fact that they finally have a face for the ownership group. I remember in 2008, Philly Mag, I believe it was, put out a really good article about who the hell owns the Phillies. There are like 8 owners and nobody knew who they were. And it was a really good, I mean, you might be able to still find it, but it was a really good piece on exactly who was running the show. Because in 2008, we still didn't have, you know, our championship. We still didn't have that 25-year drought was still very much alive. And this team was coming off an NL East championship, but they were still battling with the Mets. And it was who was running the show? It was John Middleton. John Middleton is now the face of the Phillies. So when he goes out and he says, we're going to spend and spend stupidly, okay. Awesome. I'm listening to that as a Phillies fan, like, yes. Give me more of that. When you have a situation of Machado and Harper out there, spend stupidly. There's no salary cap. Spend and spend stupidly all day. And I'm sitting here on December 24th. Got to be honest, folks. I already thought I was going to be able to get family members Machado jerseys or Harper jerseys, and I haven't gotten any. All right, because I'm not getting them a Drew Jackson jersey. They don't exist. I'm not getting them a Giorgio Petit jersey. They don't exist. Yes, Andrew McCutchen was a nice signing. It was nice. And the trade for Jean Segura was nice. Those are nice pieces. Those are nice pieces if you factor in you get Machado or Harper. That's what you call loading up. But if those are your only pieces, after you promise to spend and spend stupid money, I am out on you. I'm out because those are just false promises. Those are, we're star hunting and star developing. That's what that is. That is a false promise. That is you get me jacked for something that just never takes place. Signing Andrew McCutchen to a $50 million contract is not spending stupidly. It's not. Signing Manny Machado to a $400 million contract, that is spending and spending stupidly. And this is baseball. If Manny Machado wants to go to the Yankees, okay, if he's got his heart set on going to the Yankees, but the Yankees offer $20 million and the Phillies offer $30, you don't turn down the $10 million. Okay, other sports, yeah, you might consider turning down, taking less. Not in baseball. It doesn't happen. The Players Association gives you crap for it. Your agent won't allow it. So they literally just have to outbid. Get on it. Sick of waiting. All right, the Eagles. You sleptwalk through the first half of the season. You rush your franchise quarterback back, and now he's re-injured. And you're in this situation where, you know, the Bears need to win, and you have no one to blame but yourself. You lost to Tennessee. You lost to Marcus Mariota, folks. You turned Marcus Mariota into Marcus Montana. I still can't believe this. You had like a 4th-and-18, and Corey Graham is parked in the parking lot. I mean, that game right there I want to rip my hair out. Because at least Carolina has weapons, right? At least they had Cam Newton. At least they had Cam Newton. At least they had Cam Newton. No, they had Christian McCaffrey. They have Devin Funches. They had Greg Olsen in that game, I believe. They had weapons. Tennessee. And you let Marcus Mariota come back. It wasn't like the defense played incredible in that game. It wasn't like you got beat by the defense. You got shut out. No, you literally let Marcus Mariota beat you. You have no one to blame but yourself for being in this situation. I have a problem with that. And finally, my area of grievances to end it. Yeah, you made Corey Davis look like T.O. Like the comparison of Corey Davis out of college was he's T.O. You finally made him look like T.O. Finally. So we can have his one game of his career where he looks incredible. In fairness, he could have had a really good season this year. I haven't paid attention to Tennessee football because that's how irrelevant that team is, and you lost to them. You're in this position. You have no one to blame but yourself. And finally, the Flyers. You took way too long to make that move. Way too long. And what's that move? Firing Dave Hextall. I mean, I am blown away that Ron Hextall actually decided to die on the hill of Dave Hextall. Like, imagine trying to explain that to a possible boss. When you get an interview, like, you know, say the Columbus job becomes available and you go in there, I would literally interview Ron Hextall just to find out, why did you decide to die on the hill of Dave Hextall? Dave Hextall coached more games in this city than Peter Laviolette and Ken Hitchcock. Can someone explain that to me? He was the most mediocre coach of all time, and he coached more games than those two. And I know some people say, well, you know, Hitchcock's message just ran thin, and Lavi's message, and after a while, it's going one in one ear and out the other. What? So I'm supposed to believe that Dave Hextall's message was just bright and fresh every single day? The man did nothing to prove he could coach. Nothing. And you took way too long to make that move. So I have problems with all these teams. I would love to hear yours. It is the airing of grievances in honor of Festivus. And on top of it, how far can this Eagles team go with Nick Foles? We got Mike and Ron. Sit tight. I got to hit a break. 610-632-0975. It's Pat Egan on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Foles goes for 4 touchdowns and 471 yards to lead the Birds to a win and into Week 17 versus the Redskins. It all comes down to the final week. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. The Mercedes-Benz winter event continues. Now through January 2nd, you can receive credit towards your first month's payment. Now you can be driving in the luxury of Mercedes-Benz as early as this weekend. Just go and test drive one today at any of the 3 three Mercedes dealerships I go to. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Now, their staff and showrooms are the best around. Treat yourself to a brand new Mercedes-Benz. It's about that time in your life that you can treat yourself. Check out the lease specials now on 2019 models, including the C300 sedan and the GLA and the GLC family SUVs. Now, I have the GLC 300. It is the perfect car for me and for you this holiday season. Comfortable with lots of cargo space to fit everything you'll need. You'll love driving in a Mercedes, too. Just go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com and be sure to tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. They're open all day long for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Plus, select stores now offer extended hours. This week, Ferrero Rocher and Gear Deli are BOGO half off, and same-day photo gifts are 25% off online. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
You know what's crazy? Not using smarter tools to manage your small business. You work too hard to work this hard. Collecting receipts? Is this the 80s? Are you making a call from a payphone later? Spreadsheets? Are you rocking a radical perm right now?
QuickBooks gives you a smarter set of business tools that do all the hard work for you.
It's easier than rewinding a VHS before returning it.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it. QuickBooks, backing you.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
Find the perfect holiday gifts at King of Prussia, Oxford Valley, Cherry Hill, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Anna doesn't want to know how the internet works or how her smart TV streams her favorite shows. All Anna really wants to do is camp out on the couch until the storm passes. At Pico, we're investing in innovative technologies like reclosers, so your power is ready when you are. And so when Anna finds a new show she likes, she can binge watch for hours. Learn more at Pico.com. Pico, the future is on.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This is it! You waited and waited and waited!
Perfect!
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera, now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official! 300 Jeeps Chiefs! During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance!
Hello!
Not $1,000 off, not $2,000 off, but $3,000 off! And that's
the lowdown! Down on the no down.
300 Jeeps Cheap. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps Cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down. 300 Jeeps cheap. And from just $16,990.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
Sports talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
down with these guys? Trans-Siberian? Are you a fan of them? Like, just thumbs up? Thumbs down? Thumbs up? All right, yeah. So I actually saw them. It was years ago, man. I think it was their first ever show in, like, the States. It was at the Tower. My dad, I was, like, a young kid. My dad's like, oh, we're going to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I'm like, I have no interest in going to see an orchestra, Dad, because I'm rock, all right? My favorite band's AC/DC. I'm not going to see some stinking orchestra play Helmet Lottie. It ain't happening. My dad's like, no, like, this is a badass orchestra. I was like, yeah, they don't exist. Because, you know, I'm like 11. I know more than him. I'm like, yeah, Dad, please. They don't exist. This is going to suck. This is my Friday night. Oh, my God, they're incredible. Like, they were awesome.
And it's all context, too, you know, because sometimes, like, if they're advertising a big, like, sporting event that along with that music that's going to be, like, on Christmas,
yeah,
I can get hyped for that.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. I don't know if they're coming to town or if they've already been in town, but if you ever get a chance to see them, they're legit. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, that's some good Christmas music. Let's get back to the phones, though. We do have an Eagles situation going on with this team where they actually can make the playoffs. Believe it or not, they can make the playoffs. Did not think I'd be saying that 2 weeks ago, but the magic of Nick Foles has overtaken the city. Old St. Nick has shown up. I would love a situation where Nick Foles is channeling Jeff Garcia, and we have him saying, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. And, you know, they get in the playoffs, and we've got some drunk guy. It doesn't have to be, I think his name is Pafko. It doesn't have to be Pafko down at the stadium, but some drunk guy just yelling, Nick Foles, baby, he's our baby. Like, that'd be great. Do I think it's going to happen? I do think they'll make the playoffs. I really do. I don't know how far they go, though. Logically, I think they win. It really depends who they play. It's really dependent who they play. I don't know if they win a game. But in all honesty, though, if you were to tell me, even 5 weeks ago, hey, they'll make the playoffs, I would have been happy with that. Because my expectations going into this year were they were going to make the NFC Championship game, and that's it. So if they just make the playoffs, that's great because we get one extra game. And when there's football alive in this city, it's way more fun than, you know, the Chip Kelly years of them missing the playoffs and them just being dead, or a 7-9 season like Carson's first season. And I brought this up before it broke. It was either the last break or the break before. Carson Wentz is 7-9 season. There were times during that season where you just, like, once again, it's revisionist history. You just forget how dominant that guy was. And the people that he had to throw to that season, God bless him for suffering through Dorial Green Beckham, through Nelson Aguilar. And I say that with all due respect to Nelson because he's really turned his career around. But this is like bad Nelson. This is Nelson, I'm in my head Nelson. Jordan Matthews, who they picked up off the scrap heap this year. So that just tells you what the NFL thinks of Jordan Matthews. And I vividly remember fans clamoring for Paul Turner. Like, it's November, and fans are saying, why hasn't Paul Turner made an appearance? Bryce Treggs was on that team. I mean, these are the people that Carson Wentz had to throw to his rookie season. And he still looked damn good. I mean, I remember, granted, it was against Cleveland. But that first game he ever played, it was like, holy crap, we have a quarterback. Like, this guy is really legit. And yeah, they only went 7-9, but they were really, really lucky to have a guy like Carson Wentz. Really lucky. So all this talk about Carson didn't play, like, he hasn't played well this season. I'm not ignoring that fact at all. He's also injured. There's a reason for it. This isn't a guy who took a step back for the sake of taking a step back. He was injured. Give the guy a break. He's going to come back next year. He will be 100% healthy. Just enjoy this ride. My question is, how long will this ride go? We also just introduced the area of grievances thanks to Festivus. It'll be a Festivus for the rest of us, and I think that's fair to say that if they make the playoffs and they win a couple games, it'll be a Festivus miracle. But in honor of the airing grievances, what are some of your grievances out there? We all have them with these four sports teams. There's got to be a grievance out there. Mine, for context, it was Sixers have no bench. Philly said they were going to spend and spend stupidly, haven't done so. The Flyers fired Dave Haxtell way too late. And the Eagles are in this position and have no one to blame but themselves because you had winnable games against Carolina and Tennessee. You didn't do it. You can bring up the Tampa Bay game too, but you face Fitzmagic, who actually looks a lot like Nick Foles right now in that game. So maybe give him a pass for that game. But you had two games on the table right there that you could have won. You didn't. And you have no one to blame but yourself. Let's get back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Ron in Marcus Hook has been waiting patiently. Ron, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Pat, some of these people are making me crazy calling into your show.
Two points. First of all, Carson Wentz was on his way to being the league MVP last year before he got hurt.
Correct.
Second point, run the scenario past some of these people who are calling in. Have them go out sick from their job. Have the company bring in a new person who does their job as good or maybe a little bit better. And then have your coworkers say, hey, we want the new guy here and ship Joe Blow back out somewhere else. How would they feel about that?
Yeah, it would suck. I mean, wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah, I mean, they forget some of those remarkable plays that Carson made last year.
And that's the
man went.
And sorry to cut you off, but like that's where it's a shame that we're at a point where it's like, we'll just trade. Let's just talk about Carson Wentz trade scenarios, because you forget how dominant this guy was when he was healthy. I mean, and he was absolutely dominant. And you know, I do kind of worry about the mental aspect of how this is going to take, effect of Carson, of as you brought up the trade rumblings or whatever you want to call them. When he's sitting there going, hold on a second, I was the MVP last year, but I just got injured. And I got injured doing my damnedest to get in the end zone, which I did. And on top of it, I completed a two-point conversion on one knee. Was it a two-point conversion or was it a touchdown? It doesn't matter. The man was trying to win you a football game. You eventually won. You know, it's a lot of revisionist history, Ron.
The man won 11 and one-half games last year. Without him, we wouldn't have been in the playoffs. We wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl because fault of 1-1, 11 games. I'm sorry. If he started last year, we wouldn't have been in the playoffs. I'm sure of it.
How, Ron, far do you think this team gets, though?
Well, it depends on who we play in the first round. I don't want no parts of New Orleans.
No.
But anybody but New Orleans, I think we can beat them. Chicago, I'm sure we can beat them. But I don't want no points of New Orleans. I was happy we didn't play them last year in the playoffs because I think they would probably beat us. But other than them, we could beat the Rams. We could beat any of those. But we beat the Rams twice in a row. People forget that. We beat them last year, and we beat them again this year. So I don't want to hear about revenge. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Ron. Thanks for the phone call. Chicago's defense is legit. I mean, it's a really dominant defense. It's crazy. Of how good Khalil Mack is on that squad. And if only that guy would ever become available. Like, I'm just spitballing here, but there are teams out there that could use him. Like, Oakland could really use a guy like Khalil Mack. And if that guy ever became available, you know, what he would go for. We're sitting here hypothetically talking about trading Carson Wentz. Like, what would Khalil Mack go for? And that guy's a monster. Hypothetically speaking, of course, because, like, no team would ever let him go. I mean, why would you? You'd rather pay a coach like $100 million than pay that guy. But no, in all kidding aside, I'll take a shot at John Gruden any chance I get. But I'm not looking forward to playing the Chicago Bears. But it definitely depends on the matchup. I want no parts in New Orleans. But going back to Ron's point, man was the MVP last year, and I believe he dove in the end zone. They called it back, and he had to stand on one knee and deliver that touchdown to Alshon Jeffrey. I believe, if memory serves me correct, that's what happened. But still, they wanted to take him out. He said, no, one more play. I'm going to deliver a strike. And that was a key touchdown in that game. Key touchdown. They end up winning that game, and a big reason why is because of Carson Wentz. And now we're sitting here talking about trading him. Folks, enjoy this ride. Because Carson Wentz is your quarterback next season. I'm sorry, he is. For all the Folesian society out there, he is your quarterback next season. They're not going to be able to afford these guys. It's just a matter of how far can Nick Foles get you this season. I do think they'll end up getting the playoffs. I do think the Bears beat the Vikings, knock on wood. And I said it earlier, but while I'm going to be glued to the Eagles game, obviously, the game I'm going to be glued to more is the Bears game, because you should be able to just walk through the Redskins. They just released arguably their best defensive player, a guy that might have made the Pro Bowl, and they've got a guy who was playing flag football as their quarterback. Like 4 weeks ago, he's just slinging the rock in a flag football league. Now he's starting in the NFL. So they're desperate. And they look like they've quit on Jay Gruden. So you should be able to walk through them. The game that I'm really going to be focused on is that Bears-Vikings game. I'm going to be like intently watching that score. How far can you realistically go with Nick Foles? How long can this hot streak last? 610-632-0975. And if you have an airing of grievance for Festivus. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. Mike and Delran, I see you have one. We'll get to you. You'll be the first one up after the break. Vince, Alex, sit tight, and then it's you. 610-632-0975. It's Pat Egan on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Aww. Don't worry, we've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 975 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 975 The Fanatic.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202nissan.com. 202nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
GEICO gives you a quick way to save money. And 97.5 The Fanatic is giving you a quick way to listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic. Then say, Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic. Now you can get Philadelphia's The Fanatic anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. Then, when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to GEICO if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at GEICO.com.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey! I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event.
but not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1620. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-219.
Hey, this is former Eagle Jason Avant inviting you to Launch Trampoline Park. We have ninja course, rock wall, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, and much more. Start living the Launch life at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford. Coming soon, Del Ran and Delaware. Visit us at launchdeptford.com.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Look, I know this one's a classic, but you can chalk this one up to I Never Want to Hear It Again.
Ooh, the weather
I just, once again, I know it's a classic. I get it. But this is one where, like, people in malls just must want to go nuts because it's nonstop played. Now that that's out of the way, Aaron Grievances continue. It is Pat Egan till 9 o'clock taking your phone calls. Nick Foles, Carson Wentz. We do have the Aaron Grievances, thanks to one Festivus for the rest of us. We will be talking to John DiCarlo. He's the Owl Scoop editor. Owl Scoop is the Yahoo Sports site that follows Temple Athletics. Temple football team has a bowl game coming up on the 27th. It's the Independence Bowl against Duke. So we'll get a preview of that. They also have a new coach, so we'll talk to John at around 8:10 or so. So definitely a must-listen if you guys are Temple alum, Temple fans out there. 8:10, we'll talk to John DiCarlo. In the meantime, we can talk to you. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Vince in Berwyn. Vince, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, sure. We can go with that. What's up, Vince?
I'll tell you. I listen to you all the time. And usually we're about 50-50 in agreement. But that deal you mentioned with Wentz going to New York for their running back and their number one pick, which would probably be like an eighth, probably around number eight, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Why would you do that?
Well,
for Carson Wentz?
I saw what Nick Foles did last year.
For Carson Wentz?
And believe it or not, I know a lot of your listeners are going to think I'm crazy.
I think you're crazy, Vince.
After they won the Super Bowl, I entertained thoughts last year that if a sweet deal, if a sweet offer came by for Carson Wentz last year, I would have pulled the trigger and done it. That's how much faith I have in Nick Foles. This team seems to respond to him in such a different way than they do Carson Wentz. And that's not taking nothing away
from
Carson
responding Wentz. Differently last season when Carson was arguably the MVP?
No. And
but something changed.
Had he not got hurt, he probably definitely would have got the MVP. But
all right, Vince, how far does this team get?
How far? When?
This season, how far did they get?
Well, I mean, they blew games that they should have definitely won. I mean, it's obvious. You know, why did they lose those games? Whose fault was it?
Pick a game. I mean, we could go, Vince, thanks for the phone call. By the way, who wants to break it to Vince that Mike's not on? This is what cracks me up. Mike has had the same time slot for 10-plus years. 2 to 6.
And yet it's 7:51, and poor Vince thinks he's talking to Mike. I don't want to break his heart.
I had to explain for a minute that Mikey Miss has the replay on NBC Sports.
It says replay? Like, we get this every time, by the way. Like, every time they replay the show, we will get callers that call up, and they think they're talking to Mike. And I crack up, because, once again, he's been 2-6 for 10-plus years. Like, that's not changing.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear it. I told him multiple times, Mike isn't on right now. He's like, I know, but he's on my TV. Well, he's not on the radio.
He's not. But bless his heart, you know? He thinks he's talking to Mike. I'm not going to piss in his Cheerios. Let him think he talked to Mike.
We're not about that today.
No, not at all. It's going to be a shame, though, in a couple minutes when he thinks, like, he wonders why his call wasn't on TV. But, hey, the trade scenario, and once again, I chalk it up to barroom talk. I don't think Mike was dead serious with it. I just think it was barroom talk for a light, you know, Christmas Eve show. But no chance in hell I'm trading Carson Wentz to the Giants. Like, not, no. God, no. Hard pass on that. I'm not even taking the Giants' calls. There's nothing they could give me. Saquon Barkley, nope. What about 2-pick? Nope. You just hang up the phone repeatedly. You know, that's like your crazy ex-girlfriend just continually calling you up and just saying, well, what if I change this? Nope. But what if we bring in another? Nope. Just stop. You need to move on from that. I mean, no. Hard pass. Hardest of passes. No chance of trading Carson Wentz. Josh, I can't even think of a scenario, like a package that would be big enough, to be honest with you, where you would get equal value back.
Well, and the last thing also you want to do is fix your division rival's problem of they don't have a quarterback. They have Eli Manning and Kyle LaLetta. Last thing you want to do is just give them a gift.
Remember Davis Webb? Like, Davis Webb was supposed to be like the guy, the Giants love Davis Webb, and then cuts came around and they cut Davis Webb. I mean, look, let them draft a quarterback. They're so hit and miss nowadays in the NFL where you'll get a Carson Wentz and you might get a Deshaun Watson, but if you look at that draft, Mitch Trubisky was the first quarterback off the board, and then it was Pat Mahomes, and then after that it was Deshaun Watson. So Deshaun Watson didn't even go in the top 10. And if you redraft, obviously, he would have definitely gone in the top 10, because I'm pretty sure the Bears would rather have Pat Mahomes than Mitch Trubisky. But there's no chance I'm trading the arguably the most important position in sports to my division rival for anything he's got, including a dynamic running back like Saquon Barkley, who is a dynamic running back. He's incredible. Still not making that move. And I just honestly can't think of I can't envision a package that would be big enough. Nick Foles is going to be 30. I think he already is 30 years old. If he's not, he's turning 30 relatively soon. Carson Wentz is 25. And the one season that he was really healthy, it was two, because his first season he was healthy. The second season, he was an MVP candidate. And then this third season, he's coming off major knee surgery and has a fracture in his back. I would love to see any of you try to hit a wide receiver with a fracture in your back. And there were obvious plays when he was playing where, like, he would overthrow a guy by like 5 yards, and that just is not Carson Wentz. Not when you're hitting Jordan Matthews in a tight window like he did for his first ever, and I'm talking the first ever touchdown he ever threw in the NFL. It was such a beautifully thrown football, and with a fracture in your back, you're missing that, and that's exactly what he was doing. So let's just cool it on the trading Carson Wentz talk. That's a great conversation for June, but not now. No. Not having it. 610-632-0975. In about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk to John DiCarlo from AlexScoop.com. And then it's you. 610-632-0975. Alex, sit tight. I will get to you after the break. It is Pat Egan on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Entertainer. Philadelphia sports talk about the Eagles, Sixers, and more. Listen to 97.5, The Fanatic, using your Amazon Alexa. Listen at home or in the office. Just be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5, The Fanatic.
Then anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, The Fanatic. Okay, let's get started.
36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1/2/18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit.
You know what's crazy? Not using smarter tools to manage your small business. You work too hard to work this hard. Collecting receipts? Is this the 80s? Are you making a call from a payphone later? Spreadsheets? Are you rocking a radical perm right now?
QuickBooks gives you a smarter set of business tools that do all the hard work for you.
It's easier than rewinding a VHS before returning it.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it. QuickBooks, backing you.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family and Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family and Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps cheap. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down. 300 Jeeps cheap. And from just $16,990.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
realized we should have like a camera during the break so you can see what we're breaking down. Me and Josh just went from like a history of all the problems of the Mighty Ducks franchise, which there's plenty of them, to just ripping the Walking Dead show. So the airing of grievances, it doesn't just stop when the breaks happen. It continues on during the breaks. It's about, you know, meaningless, pointless stuff, but it happens, is my point. 610-632-0975. In about 8 minutes, we'll talk to John DiCarlo from OwlScoop.com about Temple's bowl game coming up in beautiful, sunny Shreveport, Louisiana. I know that's the destination where everybody wants to go. How lucky Temple football is to be going to Shreveport. But we will break that game down, and also their new hire of Manny Diaz. Let's go out to the phones, though. Let's go to Alex in Philly. He's been waiting patiently. Alex, you are on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate that.
Love you guys. But two things I want to talk about. First, the Eagles game last night. Oh, it was crazy. I thought we were going to lose the game, right?
I thought it was. It reeked of the Tennessee game, Alex. It really did.
When the kicker missed the extra point, I thought that was it.
Yeah, Alex, I got to be honest. So I do the in-game, the live like stuff with Tyler Zuli. So me and Tyler throughout this entire season have been saying like we just can't stand Jake Elliott because we just don't have any faith in him. And then he misses that, and it looked like it was going to be yet another game where Jake Elliott does not get it. Like his missed field goal, missed extra point, ends up really biting you in the end. Luckily, it didn't, and he ends up winning you the game. But he's very concerning to me.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like the, what was it, Dallas game or one of the game recent games. We lost by a point, right?
Yes, I believe so. I got to look back at the schedule. I try to block the losses out of my memory. Let's see. Yeah, they lost. The Dallas game lost 29-23, 48-7, 27-20, 21-17, 23-21 in Minnesota.
I think we went to overtime and then we lost.
Yeah, well, that was the Tennessee game.
We could have won by a point.
Yep. I believe that was the Tennessee game. Could be wrong, but I believe that was Tennessee.
Yeah, but, I mean, Nick Foles. I mean, what can you say about that guy?
How far do you think they get with him, Alex?
I think we could win the next game. And, you know, if either Chicago will win or lose, you know, that's gonna make the whole difference. You know what I mean? If they win, we're going to go. If they lose,
we're going to go to the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay, you're just in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
I got you, man. And thanks for the phone call. 610-632-0975. It all comes down to Chicago. It really does. Now, I know we sat here and said, like, well, beginning of the season, the first four games of the season should have been cakewalks. If there's one game on your schedule that you should be able to hammer a team, it is the Washington Redskins in week 17, a team that just released arguably their best defensive player. I can't get over that. I mean, look, I know he popped off in the media. Was he really wrong about what he said? Probably not. I mean, in all honesty, you're playing Blaine Gabbert, bring the house. But they release him. I guess it's a Gruden thing. Because Gruden, John decided to fire his strength and conditioning coach. Genius move. It's all his fault. And then Jay's releasing his best defensive player. This team has quit. I mean, they've quit. They just want to go home. They just want to go home and get it out of the way. This should be a cakewalk. It comes down to one game. Minnesota and Chicago. And if Chicago shows up the way they can, we shouldn't have a problem. Let's go to Peter in Harrisburg. Peter, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Good, man. How are you?
Okay. I'd like to say to the Eagles Nest family and everybody, you know, happy holidays and all that good stuff.
You too, Peter.
And everybody drive safe and be safe. Last night was a nail, but another nail biter. It's not the defense fault. You got to look at what it really is. Last night, it wasn't a defense fault. If they stay on the field for 50 plays, what can we say?
No, I thought the defense actually played pretty well. I mean, yeah, they broke down a little bit, but if you look at the touchdowns, I mean, the one, I'm not putting on them because you fumbled the ball at the 5-yard line. Playing Deshaun Watson, I don't care how healthy DeAndre Hopkins is. When he's 75%, he's better than most wide receivers in the league. The defense played played fairly well. I mean, granted, they're playing a bad offensive line, but you saw the elusiveness of Deshaun Watson. They were still able to get him to get to him a few times. I will definitely not blame the defense for yesterday. It was a nail biter, but luckily they came out on top.
But the quarterback and their quarterback and receiver was awesome. I had to give it to them. The ball is a receiver. That's all I can say. And I'm glad we beat them. The thing about it, we got to stay. Our offense got to help the defense off the field. If they can help them get that rest they need, we can. Anybody. Yeah, we can go back to the Super Bowl. Yes, we can. But we just got to help each other. Our team got to help. And the coach got to help with the right calls. Put the right calls in at the right time.
I agree.
You know, we can do it.
Peter, what do you got on the Sixers?
Oh, no, the Sixers, they looking good. But I'm glad OB, finally getting him and Butler can get together. And because everybody need each other. Because they could see when he wasn't there, they lost. And I'm glad. Yeah. And I hate to say, I'm glad to see they lost. But I wanted to see them come together as a team. Now, look, we need each other.
Yeah,
one man game.
Peter, thanks for the phone call. I think it was important that they lost, just to see, you know, see what happens when you get punched in the mouth and how you respond to it, and to know that, all right, we still have work to do. And one of my airing grievances was the fact that they don't have a bench. I think that plays a big part in the loss that they have this season. Is you look on the bench, and if you get in a foul trouble, you're screwed. Peter brought up coaching and helping the defense out, get off the field. Yesterday during the game, I said one of my keys was time of possession, because you need to control. I don't care what Chip Kelly says about it. It doesn't matter. It does matter. And I felt like you need to control time of possession. You need to have long, sustained drives in order to win. You need to keep Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins off the field. And they were able to do that in a big way. With that said, though, I don't think, with all honesty, that Doug Peterson coached a great game yesterday. I had questions at the wazoo of not taking points here. I didn't like that, where they could have just taken the lead with the points. Now, look, a lot of his decisions I didn't like, they ended up working out, for sure. That doesn't mean I thought it was a good play call at the time. And I think he could do better. I think Nick Foles seemingly just orchestrated the offense to perfection yesterday when he had to. But, you know, some of the times where he decided to go for it on fourth down, I like the fact that it was a gutsy call. I like the fact that, you know, I think at times when you're going for it on fourth down and the defense on the other team is sitting there going, all right, good, we stopped them on third, we get out of here with 3 points, and all of a sudden Nick Foles is still in the field, and you're like, oh, crap, we got to do this again. I think that takes a toll on a defense for sure, especially when they give up a first down or a touchdown. But at times, I wasn't a huge fan of the play calling yesterday at all, so I think he needs to do better. But for some of these games, yeah, your offense is going to have long, sustained drives and keep that defense fresh. Because that defense, the way they've been playing, and they're only getting healthier, which is the best part. But they need to, you know, be well rested in order to just attack. Real quick, before we get to John, I see him on hold. The APM Hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philly. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. And also, it's a Football Monday. It's brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Okay, so Brian, Israel, sit tight. We got John DiCarlo from owlscoop.com. The Owls play a key bowl game coming up on the 27th against Duke, and they just hired a coach. But I want to let him talk about that. So this is John DiCarlo. He is the managing editor of owlscoop.com. That is the Yahoo Rivals website for all things Owl sports. John, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Merry Christmas, and congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
How old is he?
He is about three weeks or so.
That's Jack?
Yep.
Have you taught him how to say stuff like, "The last guy stole my thunder," or is he ending every sentence with "okay," like a pure sports talk radio caller?
He started to just call up and say "first time, long time."
There you go.
So those were his first.
On his way.
He came out of the womb and said "first time, long time," and then he hasn't said anything since. So
that's tremendous. That's awesome.
All right, on the Temple front, though, new coach got introduced. I think about a little over a week ago, Manny Diaz. What is your initial reaction to the hiring of Manny Diaz?
I mean, on paper, I think it's a really good hire. I mean, his defenses at Miami were really good. I mean, they were first nationally in, I think, 3 categories this year: tackles for loss, third down defense, passing yards allowed. They're a really aggressive defense. So I think a lot of people know that he started that turnover chain thing. So I don't think he is as I'm trying to find the right words for this. I don't know that he's as outwardly I don't want to say gimmicky. Jeff Collins was great. He did a good job. But you know how Jeff was. He was into a lot of branding and stuff like that and was liked a lot of that stuff. I think Manny will be, but I think he's a little different than Jeff. I think he is very charismatic. He's been a great coach. But he seems to be very sincere. I've talked to a couple of guys in college football. One assistant coach told me, he said, I have a son. He said if he ends up playing college football, Manny Diaz is the type of guy I want him to play for. So you hear a lot of that stuff, that he's very composed, very smart, very intelligent, very hardworking. I mean, obviously he's, you know, yet to conduct so much as anything as a off-season workout as a head coach, but he's made two good hires already. You know, brought in Fran Brown from Baylor, brought him back to Temple, hired Gabe Infante from St. Joe's Prep. So I think he's made two smart hires, and then I think we'll hear about the rest of them after the bowl game, but, you know, impressed with him so far, and, you know, he might be able to get him a couple players out of Florida too. So, all in all, I think it was a pretty good hire. We'll see how it goes.
I was kind of surprised they hired him just because he doesn't have really any local ties to the area. But then he goes out, he hires Gabe Infante, he brings back Fran Brown, as you just said. In regards to Gabe Infante, I'm under the impression that because he was the head coach of St. Joe's, they can't get a St. Joe's kid for like 4 years or something. But can you clear that up?
I don't think that's the case. I think, and I would have to double check on this. I think if they had brought him in as like a 10th assistant, I think because he's a position coach, I think he's good. I think it, unless something changes, he's going to come in as a linebacker's coach. So I don't think he should have any restrictions on recruiting or when he can go on the road or when he can't go on the road other than just the basic NCAA regulations. So I'm almost positive that he's good there. Like similar to, you know, Temple, you know, a lot of people have said for basketball, Temple needs to hire Lynn Greer. They need to hire Lynn Greer and like an off the bench role. But if they did that, they wouldn't be able to get Lynn's son unless it was an on the bench role. I'm almost positive, and I could be wrong on this, but the same applies for football. So I think if he's coming in as a linebackers coach, I'm pretty sure he's good to go.
In regards to Fran Brown, now he was at Baylor with Matt Rhule, interviewed for the head coaching position. Were you surprised that he came back?
No, not at all. You know, our recruiting analyst Matt Vendor talks to Fran a lot, and I mean, he's a Philly guy, he's a South Jersey guy, he's a Camden native. I mean, he definitely wanted the head coaching job, was campaigning hard for it, wants to be a head coach at some point. And I think he just wanted to get back to Phil and get back to South Jersey. I think he learned a lot at Baylor. He was pretty cool, pretty charismatic in his media session last week, but not surprised that he wanted to come back. And, again, I think it's a nice move on Manny's part. There's nothing there on his end where he would say anything like, well, this guy interviewed for the head job. You know, I don't want somebody on my staff who wanted the job and didn't get it. But no, Fran is really geared up about being back. I think you'll see him, you know, make a significant impact with recruiting. You know, they've got about 7 or 8 spots left before the late, you know, signing day on that first Wednesday in February. I think you're going to see his fingerprints on at least a few of the kids that they'll probably get in February. But yeah, not surprised to see him come back. I think he's a Northeast guy by nature. You know, he's talked to us and said, you know, again, I learned a lot by being in Texas. I need to get away for a while, but I think he's wanted to come back home.
Now, a lot of former players were campaigning for Fran Brown on Twitter and stuff, and when it got announced that Manny Diaz was the coach, I don't remember exactly who it was, but one of them said, are you already planning his exit? Because the fact of the matter is, Temple being in the American, it's kind of a stepping stone school. If you do well in 2 to 3 years, you're probably going to be elsewhere. Is there any talk of the realignment issue getting into a bigger conference, a P5 conference, so that isn't the issue?
Oh, I mean, I think Temple would go for that in a heartbeat. You know, trying to predict when there's going to be conference realignment and when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen is, you know, covering a coaching search is challenging because you really, really, really have to vet information. Covering conference realignment is right up there with that too, because there are people who will deliberately leak stuff just to see who will step on the landmine. And then if someone else reports it and they're wrong, they'll say, okay, well, we sniffed that one out. That's not the case. So, I mean, if Temple had the opportunity to get into the ACC, I think they would do it in a heartbeat. You know, they would be the market in between, you know, Charlottesville and Cessna Hill. And
sure that would help. A stadium would help. So I think they would absolutely go for that. Now, the Americans align potentially for a better TV deal that will bring it more money. And I still think, you know, you have some people who kind of knee-jerk react and say, oh, I miss them being in the Atlantic 10. The basketball rivalries were better. The TV deals were terrible. You know, they did the right thing because, again, they thought they were leaving to get back into the Big East, and they were in the Big East for a year, and the basketball schools bolted. I think that would help. I think, again, they would love for that to happen. They'd love to get into the ACC. How that would happen, when that would happen, I don't know. I don't know if that would be, you know, a couple teams being poached from the ACC, but I don't know how likely that is. So we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, they would absolutely be up for that. Again, how and when it would happen, I don't know.
They do play a game coming up in a few days. They play in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's where everybody wants to spend their Christmas vacation, for sure. They're playing against Duke. The last time they played a bowl game where their head coach had left, it was against Wake Forest. It was a disaster. The same coach is the interim head coach. It's Ed Foley, but things have changed with the assistants coming back. How do you predict this game going forward?
I think it'll be a really good game. And a really interesting game. Yeah, I think they're going to be in better shape because the assistants have stayed around. And, you know, I think you tip your cap to Jeff Collins for that, for him saying to those guys, okay, yeah, I want you guys to stick around. And I'm sure a couple of those coaches will probably, you know, join him down at Georgia Tech. I'd be surprised if Andrew Thacker stays. I'd be surprised if maybe their defensive backs coach, Nate Burton, stays. I think those guys are maybe ticketed to join him down there. But they've been at the facility. They've been recruiting. They've been coaching. But I think it's going to be an interesting game because both teams needed to get healthy. You know, Temple needed to get healthy with Anthony Russo. Duke wasn't good in the last 2 weeks of the season. I think they lost to Clemson and Wake by a combined score of like 94-13. Daniel Jones, their quarterback's really good. He had a broken collarbone at the beginning of the season. So anytime he gets to heal will be good for him. He's a guy, he's a redshirt junior. He could get drafted. This could be his final game in college. And they have a couple of good linebackers, Joe Giles Harris and Ben Humphries, who have been banged up at the beginning of the season. Those guys will be healthy. So, I mean, I think it's definitely a winnable game for Temple. And again, having Anthony Russo back will be an obvious plus for his arm strength and just, you know, just the extra practices and the time around the team. And as you said, there's no staff turnover. The assistants have stayed around to coach the guys. So I think that's going to be a huge difference for them. I mean, Ed was put in a really tough spot the last time around. Coaching them going into the Wake game, and that whole situation just kind of was what it was. Matt Rhule's headed down to Baylor. It's a major overhaul job where a ton of bad stuff had happened down there, and he had to get right down to recruiting and building a class from scratch. So it was just a tough spot all around, but this will be different. I think it's going to be a really good game. They'll have their hands full with Jones, but I think it's definitely a winnable game. And Rockhall Armstead, anytime he gets to, you know, to mend, will be good. Anytime, you know, Matt Hennessy gets, you know, he'd bounced back in that last game against UConn, their center. Anytime any of these guys get extra practices and just time to heal will be a really good thing. So I think it'll be a really good game.
All right, moving on to the hardwood. The Temple basketball team is 10-2 in Fran Dunphy's last year. I don't know about you guys over at Owl Scoop. I'm kind of surprised that they're 10-2. But I often leave a game wondering how good are they really? So I'll ask you, who's around the team all the time, how good is this team?
I think it's a very fair question. I mean, yeah, they're 10-2. Statistically, they're an interesting study, but if you've watched them a lot, it kind of makes sense. And I don't think, you know, after talking to them after Saturday's game, you know, I think there's a lot to like, but I also think they're a pretty self-aware group. I don't really think they're full of themselves. I think they know that, you know, that Villanova game was absolutely winnable. And of course, now Nova, I think, is going to start to hit their stride. They have too much talent not to, but, you know, they had a 7-point second half lead and then things just kind of come unraveled. And you can see, yeah, I think they've gotten better over the past couple of weeks. A game like Villanova, that game was there to be won. The new pavilion, what do they call it? The Finn. It's a beautiful, you know, they did a beautiful job renovating, but it's not quite as loud as it used to be. But it got loud once Villanova started going on a run, and then Temple just couldn't get a stop, and they couldn't get an easy shot. I think, you know, on one hand, a weakness they have is I don't think they have a true point guard in the sense of the word, or a guy that can really drive and dish. Now, Shiz Alston's been fantastic. Their shooting numbers aren't great. Their defensive numbers aren't great, but they're number one in, at least in the American, and, you know, the stats at this point in late December might be kind of meaningless, but they're number one in their league in turnover margin. They're fourth in assists to 15 games. So even though they don't have a true point guard, they're starting to move the ball better. They did that really well against Drexel. And again, you know, beating a 6-7 Drexel team, it's not something to get too excited over, but I think they're a little different this year in that they're better in late game situations. I think Shiz Alston, Quentin Rose, Nate Pierre-Louis, they communicate better down the stretch. I think having Nate Pierre-Louis in the starting lineup has made a huge difference. I mean, he really, really, truly plays like he cares, and it kind of rubs off on everybody else. Ernest Aflakpe's been better. So I think they're good, and I think they have a chance to get better. How good, I'm not quite sure yet. And I think they're kind of in that same boat, too. But I think the Americans eminently winnable. I mean, I don't think there's, UCF's good. Houston can be good. UConn just got pounded by Villanova a few days ago, but I think it's a winnable league. I don't think it's Temple looking up at everybody else. So, I think they're looking at themselves saying we're 10-2. We really should be, 12-0. So, I think all things considered, if you would talk to a Temple fan and said, hey, after 12 games, your team's going to be 10-2. How do you feel about that? And I think they feel pretty good about it. So, but, they can always play better on defense. They got to shoot the ball better, but, I think I wrote this on Saturday. If their shooting numbers were great right now, but their assist numbers weren't good, they're second in steals in the league. They're averaging a little bit more than 9 steals a game. If the numbers were flipped, I don't know that I'd feel great about that, because when this team tries to live and die by the three, it's usually fool's gold. So all things considered, I think they're in a pretty decent spot, and we'll see how things go for them in January.
All right, John, I appreciate it. You can read his work at owlscoop.com. It's the Rivals Yahoo site for Temple Athletics. You can listen to his podcast, The Scoop. And what's your Twitter handle?
For Owlscoop, it's at owlscoop_com, where, Kyle and I kind of run that account. And then my personal Twitter is at jdicarlo, J-D-I-C-A-R-L-O.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Have a great holiday, a great Christmas, and all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you down the road.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
John DiCarlo, and you can't ignore the local football team. That game, by the way, can be heard on the Fanatic December 27th. It is the Independence Bowl, and you will be able to hear all of the Temple football game in their bowl game against Duke. I'm a huge Temple fan, so I'm a little biased when it comes to this, but I'm looking forward to it. But it's amazing to think where that program has come in the last even 15 years of almost being just kicked out of the Big East. They were kicked out of the Big East, but also almost losing their football program to now where they are of being a legitimate, they're not in a P5 program, but P6, and getting good talent, good recruits. We didn't even get to talk about the recruiting class they had. But John DiCarlo, we got to hit a break, though. Brian and Bluebell, you'll be the first one up after the break. 610-632-0975. We'll get back to the Eagles and back to Festivus and your airing of grievances. If you have a grievance out there about one of these four teams in the city, or five, if you want to go Temple or Penn State or any of those squads, if you have a grievance about one of those squads, you can call up. You can air your grievance. I already did it with mine. I might rehash and tell you mine again. But by all means, 610-632-0975. It is Pat Egan on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Nick Foles comes up huge again, throwing for 471 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Birds' playoff hopes are alive at 8-7. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, the Fanatic.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. Now just announced, you can get an additional $750 final days bonus cash on Ford's full lineup of 2018 SUVs. You can also get $500 bonus cash on the 2018 Ford F-150. But you only have until January 2nd to take advantage of these great offers. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Don't miss the final days of the Built for the Holidays sales event at your local Ford store.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1-6-20. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-2-19.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey. Like, who will be the next goal scorer? Who will win the next face-off? Which team will be penalized next? Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports Talk, Westchester, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Rock's not bad. It's just like it's been done in every single like grade school, middle school recital ever. And it was supposed to be like the get pumped song, because they would always do like the crappy songs, and then finally like the, you know, the middle school band would do Jingle Bell Rock. You're like, all right, here we go. This is why I showed up. It was always a crowd pleaser for the St. Martin and Taurus group. That's where I went to middle school. 610-632-0975. You learn stuff on this show. Learn a little more about me. Brian and Bluebell's been waiting patiently though. Brian, you are on the Fanatic.
I really enjoy your show.
Appreciate
I hope
it,
I get my thoughts in order here. You know,
I don't know what it's going to take when Foles does 470 yards or how many yards he plays, that there are different quarterbacks. And I think that after he got hit, which I was listening to it on the radio, and it sounded like he got hit by like a 500-pound man, he came right back in, correct? Like after two plays?
Yeah, he stepped in the pocket. Honestly, I thought he would have stayed in. I think they just wanted to check up on him and make sure he was all right. I remember commenting during the game that I thought the wind just got knocked out of him, which is completely understandable when Jadeveon Clowney is the one hitting you. But Brian, I said earlier on the show, it's very impressive to me that he stood in the pocket to deliver that ball on a key third down play. That was huge, man.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, to protect the players in general, those 5-yard plays to the outside sometimes really save us, because you do those right down the middle plays. A lot of times, I don't know what the statistic is on how many players have to leave after those little short passes in the middle. Do they get slammed by two guys and goodbye?
Yeah, and Brian, real quick before I let you go though, how far do you think this team can go?
Well, just to get back to my original thought was, I think you really need three quarterbacks, because now that we have the Wentz, they think he might come back in the playoffs if we get in the playoffs. If they get hurt, they ought to be out for at least three plays. I mean, because it's just too much on the body. He got hit. You know, he's got some kind of injury from that hit that Foles got hit that when he was out for a minute. It's not just wind burst, where he was out of breath. Those bones are fragile.
Yeah, but he's also wearing and thanks to the phone call, Brian, he's also wearing a flak jacket. Like, he's not sitting there wearing a t-shirt. It's not Invincible where they're wearing like the thinnest pads. He's well protected. That doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt when Jadeveon Clowney barrels into you, because it absolutely does. Three plays, I think, is a lot, and I honestly don't think we would like that very much. I think that would end up messing up the game. I mean, let's use that rule for an example, all right? So three plays, Nick Foles gets out. They ran one quick pass with Nate Sudfeld. I didn't want to see two more. Got to be honest with you. I understand Nate the Great Sudfeld has been, talked about quite a bit in this town for a lot of years of, all right, he's coming along, I didn't want to see two more passes. And under Brian's rule, you would have seen two more. You might have seen a run or whatnot. Three plays, that's a whole drive. If you pick up a first down, that's a drive. And that's a key drive in that situation. I think you just let the quarterback get his wind under him and come back in. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't think that it should be a roughing the passer call, if I'm being honest, because I thought the refereeing in that game was atrocious. I can't understand how you missed the Nick Foles face mask on the 2-point conversion for the life of me. I don't understand that. I don't understand the roughing the passer when Brandon Graham just hit him when it was, he had just gotten the ball out of his hand. I don't understand that. The refereeing was atrocious. And Casey down at our sister station, WMMR, actually had a good tweet, because I guess the NFL has like an NFL refereeing Twitter account. But all they ever do is defend themselves. Like, they only point out, like, hey, this call was the right call. They never bring up the calls where it's like, hey, we've missed a blatant face mask. And that's the problem, is the NFL has an issue, and that issue is a terrible product because of the referees. Yes, the referees are doing their best they can, but it's hurting the product. Unfortunately, it's not hurting the NFL's bottom line, so they have no incentive to fix it. But it was not a good product yesterday at all. The refereeing was atrocious. It was troubling, for sure. But let's get back to the case in point of the Philadelphia Eagles and how far can this team go with Nick Foles. Let's go to Israel in Elkins Park. Israel, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, all right, so this is the thing. The Eagles are going to the playoffs. But not only are we going to the playoffs, if Nick Foles stays our quarterback, we're going back to the Super Bowl.
You really think we're going back to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. There's nothing that Nick Foles has shown me that when we got the ball back with the last second for him to drop when we got the ball at the 10, at no point did I ever feel like we were not going to win that game. I had
some doubts. I'm going to be honest with you. I had some doubts.
It's Nick Foles. Nick Foles broke the curse. It's Nick Foles. So I had no doubt that we were going to win that game and that we were going to win it in a big way. I'm telling you, if Nick Foles continues to be the quarterback, we're going back to the bowl. And if he wins it, you trade Wentz.
Wow. Israel.
You can't sit a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback back on the bench.
Israel.
And you call the Broncos up. You call the Broncos up, who desperately need a quarterback. Everybody knows Casey Keenum is a stopgap. You call the Broncos up and say, we want two number ones.
I need more.
And we want the defensive end.
Which one?
58. We want Von Miller.
No, Israel. Look, man, thanks for the phone call, first of all. 610-632-0975. From your lips to God's ear, they end up winning another Super Bowl. But now we're just, this is getting to the point where it's Madden. You know, Madden, you know, you rework the cap, and you offer some stupid amount, some stupid draft picks for some player that you know the other team would never trade. And then the next thing you know, your my franchise is loaded up with Von Miller and Saquon Barkley and sure, let's throw in DeAndre Hopkins. Somehow you make the cap work, and it all just works because it's Madden. You can do that. But in real life, that would never happen. I definitely think that the Broncos might be in the market for a quarterback, and that's why I think that they could sign Nick Foles. Yes, you might have an issue. If Nick Foles somehow, some way ends up winning you another Super Bowl, which I find very hard to believe, although last season I found it incredibly hard to believe and ended up doing it. But if he does, hypothetically speaking, you might have an issue. Let's just wait till February. Let's just wait to see how it plays out, because I don't want to get too far down the road where Nick Foles wins you a Super Bowl and now we're trading Carson Wentz and we even know the team and we're getting two first. First of all, two first round picks ain't enough. It just is not enough. Not for me. And I said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know if there is an amount that is enough for me to trade that kind of quarterback. Definitely not to a division rival. I can tell you that much, because he will torch you twice a year. And that's just no, absolutely not. But I can't start sitting here saying, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I watched the New Orleans Saints at home absolutely smash the Eagles. And it was one of the most embarrassing games that I have watched in a long time being an Eagles fan. Killed them. And yet, we're going to just go in there and we're going to beat them? Because Nick Foles is the quarterback? Nick Foles would have helped that game, but I don't know how much he could have helped when that offense that is the New Orleans Saints juggernaut, like you got so many weapons. You know, Nick Foles can't play defense. So how is that defense going to handle the New Orleans Saints' vaunted offense of Ingram, of Drew Brees, of Michael Thomas, of Alvin Kamara? I mean, right there, those are just, how do you cover that? And I don't have an answer for it. And guess what? Neither did the Eagles when they played them. They didn't have an answer for it at all. So I guess we'll have to have this conversation if they end up winning the Super Bowl. But I find it kind of hard to believe. Although, look, I would love to be wrong, because I was dead wrong last year, and I loved eating crow. It was the best tasting crow I ever ate when they ended up winning the Super Bowl. 610-632-0975. One more segment to go. Donald and Lansdowne, you'll be up first, and then it is you. It's Pat Egan on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Four touchdowns and 471 yards. Nick Foles leads the Birds past the Texans 32-30 as the Eagles season will come down to Week 17 versus the Redskins. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
36 months, 3640 due at signing, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, tags, and destination fees additional. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offer ends 1-2-18. See dealer for full details.
Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is bringing joy to the world this month during the 2018 Big Finish event. Save up to $12,000 off every new 2018 and 2019 Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Only at Spirit. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing in the Delaware Valley, regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Cherokee, your choice, for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do not miss the 2018 Grand Big Finish event at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro. Plan your visit online at spiritchryslerdodgejeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're selling excitement.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by GEICO. Believe it, GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. GEICO wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 Minutes of Fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com. to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, GEICO and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today to see how much you could save.
Healthy Holiday Tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. If you're hosting a holiday party, be mindful of friends in recovery. Offer non-alcoholic alternatives and make sure they're suitable for adults so everyone feels comfortable. Recovery Centers of America provides high-quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine and More.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wine are perfect for adult stocking stuffers. And they're really cute, too.
Sure, Pinot Noir is the classic wine to pair with turkey. But if you want to explore something more edgy, talk to me. How about an easy drinking Cote de Rome?
The custom of bumping glasses with the cheers greeting came from Old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine and More. Cheers.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at turnersvillejeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, turnersvillejeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at turnersvillejeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at turnersvillejeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Once again, I want to remind you guys that it's a Football Monday. It's brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY/radio. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Donald in Lansdowne. Donald, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, Donald. How are you?
Okay. First of all, I got the perfect trade scenario, but
I want to talk about Carson Wentz.
Sure.
I believe that there's a lot of people in this town, in this city, rather, and even the Philadelphia Eagles, Lori and maybe Harry Rosen, they look at Carson Wentz as a franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's just a mere title. I think he's really a future quarterback when it comes to that, as far as a franchise quarterback.
So you don't think he's a future franchise quarterback?
I think he's a franchise quarterback as far as towards the future. I believe that in another 2 or 3 years, he'll probably be better than Nick Foles. But if you want a Super Bowl next year, I would have to trade Carson Wentz. If you want a Super Bowl 3-4 years from now, I believe we'll be ready with Carson
Was Carson Wentz the franchise quarterback last year when he was almost the MVP?
No, what I'm saying to you is it's quicker and easier to build around Nick Foles if you trade Carson Wentz in the draft, this coming draft.
But you'll never get equal value.
If you keep Carson Wentz and say he gets hurt, it's going to take, say he gets hurt next year and Nick Foles is gone, it's going to take us about 2 or 3 years to build around Wentz and win another Super Bowl.
All right, Donald.
Whereas we have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl next year if we trade Carson Wentz and get the pieces that we need. It depends upon how you feel about the Super Bowl. I know we just won a Super Bowl, but if you feel as though it's only right to get another Super Bowl next year, you can build around Nick Foles and win a Super Bowl next year, whereas you may have to take 2 or 3 years to build around Carson Wentz.
All right, Don, and that's the phone call, man. I got to keep it moving because, you know, we only have one more segment left. I think trading Carson Wentz, like how I laugh at the Raiders for trading Khalil Mack, I think that's what you would get if you trade Carson Wentz. You know, the Raiders got 2 first-round picks, and I still sit there and go, wasn't enough? And I think it's the same thing with Carson Wentz. And this is what I'm talking about with revisionist history is, you know, Donald, Donald's a great caller. He calls up all the time, and he knows football, but he's saying, well, he's not ready to be the franchise quarterback. Well, last year he was the franchise quarterback, right? Like, when he almost won the MVP, he was the franchise quarterback. But we want to trade him for a 30-year-old quarterback who is on a hot streak and won us a Super Bowl last year, no doubt. But, you know, I don't know how good Nick Foles is on a full season. There's no way I'm trading Carson Wentz. Just not doing it. I can't say this enough. I am not trading Carson Wentz. Not for, you could put it every trade scenario possible. You could even say, Pat, you'll wake up next to Margot Robbie. It's not happening. I'm not trading Carson. I know. Josh is like, well, maybe. Yeah, but like, you know what she's going to go? She's going to go, what happened? Like, why am I in this position? What did I do in my life to wake up next to this small human being that should be at the North Pole making toys right now? That's what she would say if she woke up next to me. So you got to think about it on both sides, Josh. It's not just you over here, okay? Let's go to Joey in South Philly. Joey, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
Good, you know, and I agree with the last caller. I feel the same way. You know, the next 3 years, you know, three to four years, I want to roll with Nick Foles.
Why is it so hard though? Like, because he made the point of it's hard to build around Carson Wentz, and it's not. You already have the weapons around Carson Wentz. You don't need to build around him. You just need him to be 100% healthy.
That's not really true because Jason Peters is on his way out. Our backfield's getting old. This is Darius Foles' last season.
Correct.
I feel like if we trade Carson Wentz, and this is just a scenario. If we would trade Carson Wentz, say, to Pittsburgh for Le'Veon Bell and 2 first-round picks,
no.
I would do it.
No way.
I would do it. Because guess what? Those first-round picks, one of them could be an offensive tackle to replace Jason Peters. You get Le'Veon Bell, you have another first-round pick, and I think you give Nick Foles the 4-year deal for $120 million, 5-year deal, $120 million, and roll
it
that way. That's what I prefer. That's what I would like to see.
I understand. Thanks for the phone call, Joey. Here's my issue. Okay, lots to unpack there, but the left tackle spot, you're right. Jason Peters should have retired last year. You should have your starting left tackle in Jordan Mailata. I mean, I said this before in the air, but I don't take a lot of credence in preseason football. What I do take credence in is former offensive linemen praising an offensive lineman. So, you know, if I hear Jerry Rice praising some wide receiver who's dominating preseason football, my ears perk up because that guy knows what he's looking for. I mean, I see the amount of offensive linemen that that praise Jordan Mailata in the preseason and say, holy God, you guys have got something here. He's going to be an all-pro. And I'm talking Brian Baldering. I'm talking Trey. Ross Tucker did the same thing. These are former offensive linemen who know how to watch tape as an offensive lineman saying, this guy's got it. So, not doing that. The two first-round picks. If you're trading with the Steelers, they're probably going to be late first-round picks. Not worth it. Le'Veon Bell. How long is Le'Veon Bell going to play at a high level? How long? I mean, there's a reason that the Steelers didn't want to give him that big money, and they know him best. So, with all due respect, I'm not trading Carson Wentz. I'm not signing Nick Foles to a five-year max. Nope, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Thank you, Nick Foles. Here's a Wawa gift card. Good luck in the future with future endeavors. Let's go to Joe in Yardley. Joe, you're closing out on the Fanatic.
Yo, what's up?
How are you?
How you doing, man? First of all, happy holidays.
You too.
We're having a good night. So I agree with you in the fact that Nick Foles had two good games against the Rams. The Rams secondary is not a crazy top-tier defense, and the Texans secondary is also not a crazy top-tier defense. I think we're overhyping Foles. Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate last year, and he has a couple of stretches of not great games, and we're going to trade him? I don't understand this trading fact of a almost MVP last year. Also, if anyone is thinking about trading Wentz, what do you think the game is where they say, okay, Wentz has got to go? Is it Foles taking us to the wild card, or is it him taking us to the next round or the Super Bowl?
I think Joe, I gotta keep it going because we're up against it. I'm sorry, I appreciate the phone call. Super Bowl, like that's the only situation where I'm scratching my head going, all right. Even though I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan, maybe we got to have an uncomfortable conversation. That's the only way. If you win back-to-back Super Bowls the way he would, going through New Orleans, having to go into that dome and play that team that smashed you, that's the only way I think you might have to entertain it. But, I mean, I don't see that happening. So I'll deal with that. If it happens, that would be a good problem to have if you're the back-to-back Super Bowl champions winning the way you would. I just don't see it happening. I don't. I appreciate everybody who called in. I hope everybody has a great Christmas out there on Christmas Eve. Does your family do Christmas, Josh, on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
So we do a Christmas Eve dinner with my great aunt and everything, but really nothing big on Christmas.
So I took you away from that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We had a good time, though.
I'm so sorry for that. What was the best Christmas gift you ever got?
Oh, man, the best Christmas gift I ever got. It's probably WWE action figures. Like, I was really into WWE growing up, man.
The more I talk to you, man, I swear we're the same person, because I had so many of those damn action figures. I had the belts. I was like, so hardcore into wrestling, and then, you know, I got out of it. But I had so many of those damn action figures. Yeah, mine has got to be my dad saved up for months. I'm talking like 7 months and got me a PlayStation. It was my first ever video game system. My mom was like hardcore into like, don't play video games, go out and play. I think she thought that if I had a video game, like I would never, ever play outside, which I did play outside. I was able to do both, surprisingly enough. You're able to do both. But I got a PlayStation, and my dad saved up for months, and he got Tomb Raider and Twisted Metal, and then I got some baseball game, which was terrible. But like that got me like gaming, and I still do it to this day, obviously. FIFA. I was telling you I bought FIFA recently, so.
And PlayStation taught you a lot about responsibility. Before you had the cartridges, now you have to take care of a disc, and we know how easy they scratch.
Yes, that was the worst. The worst was I would go to Hollywood Video. My dad would take me to Hollywood Video, and I would rent a video game. And if I was like playing a long stretch and that game just froze, the panic that would set in of like how I didn't save it. Like, oh my God, it was the worst. But Christmas is an awesome time, especially if you're a kid out there, for sure. When you become an adult, it's kind of like, all right, how much money do I have to spend? But, you know, don't forget about the loved ones in your life and stuff. Everybody have a great Christmas. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Josh for skipping family dinners and stuff and sticking here with me. I will talk to you next. No, I'll talk to you on Friday, actually, on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.